This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
I didn't even get to scratch my kiss keys, and that's it.
And we're in. We're in. All
What's
smooth
going
runnings
on,
here.
Mother lovers. We are here. Shouts out to Ray Peacock.
Yeah, been taking care of you for the last 2 hours right here on FUBARradio.com. Remember, if you miss any FUBAR shows, you can hit them up on the website. Our last show was pretty spectacular, Mice. We had Ezra Collective playing live in the studio. They're an ill band, and they kicked us some beats for the open mic, and that was featuring Jungle Brown and Twisted Pennies. That was seriously hot. So check
it
out.
I kept calling them Live in the Jungle. I realized they're called Jungle Brown, yeah.
They're sweet. They didn't correct us.
Yeah, they didn't even want to correct me. Shouts out to Jungle Brown. And also, the thing is, they were tweeting, like, they kept tweeting, Live in the Jungle will be on, you know, on FUBAR Radio at this time. So I thought they were called Live in the Jungle for some reason. But they're called Jungle Brown. Don't worry, I gave myself a neck back slap a couple times after.
Yeah, honest, guys.
So, yeah, we appreciate you mother lovers anyway. Yeah, what's going on, Sarah Love? How are you?
Even if we did get your names wrong. Yes, I'm good. I see you've been on your superstar business.
Nah, I ain't a superstar. I just do superstar shit. I'm not famous. I just do famous shit. Sarah Love is famous. She's talking like that.
Yeah. No, come on, man.
She's famous, man. I did a little, you know, a couple gigs with Smokey Joe and the Kid. We were in Bordeaux. We did Kamikaze Festival Bordeaux, which was amazing. It was totally amazing. Now I have to talk to you how I talk to the guys
for
there
the
because
rest of the show.
Yes, they don't understand me when I speak in my normal.
How you say?
It was amazing, man. Really cool festival. It's like in the middle of the city, in the middle of Bordeaux city, and it's like there are these high rise. If you imagine, there's these kind of old school 60s style high rise flats. They kind of look like offices. I think some of them are offices, but some of them are residential. And there's just a green area in the middle of them. They set up a stage there and then had, like, you know, a few thousand people there, maybe 2,000 to 3,000 people there. And we just murdered that.
Mm.
Yeah, that was Friday night. And then the next day we went and we did a Festival Comme Barrière. Yeah, in Saint-Gervais somewhere that I can't even pronounce again because I was probably drunk when I could actually pronounce it.
So
we smacked that up as well. Stayed over for a little skate event they had in Bordeaux.
Mm.
And then, just got back this morning. So,
it's party lifestyle. Superstar shit. Which gig was it where you got your tits out for the girls?
That was... which girls? Joker. That was... I think that was...
Oh, is that not Balalek. Every show?
Balalek.
You've got to say
nah,
you
no,
it
I don't
every
do
show,
it.
Then the audience numbers will double.
Yeah, but the
mice.
Thing is, I think I did it in Bordeaux. Yeah, I did it in Bordeaux, okay. just gone. But yeah. I can't do it every show because sometimes my tits are drooping.
Only when you've had time to do 100 press-ups before the show.
When I get the press-ups in before the show, otherwise, you know what I mean? These shits don't stay up for too long.
So you guys got to make sure you give Mice time to prepare so us ladies can enjoy the spectacle.
You're damn
But yes, right. No, listen back to our last show's open mic because that was super fire and you can check the whole show to FUBARradio.com/hiphop is the place to go. Another killer show we have lined up for people.
Ooh, what have we got for you today?
It's super fresh, funky,
what
fresh.
What have we got for
we
you today?
We are going to be chatting to the super producer that is Black Milk, straight out of Detroit.
One of Detroit's finest right there, that's right.
I know you're feeling Black Milk,
protege,
right?
Yeah, protege of Jay Dilla, so of course I'm feeling Black Milk, man.
So looking forward to playing you, letting you guys hear from him. Plus, we have a guest live in the studio too.
Yes, we got Lefty from the Legionnaires. If you do remember, it's a few, maybe about a month ago or something like that, we had one of the sickest open mics where it was Crew Love. We had a whole bunch of mother lovers come in. My boy Danny Bliss came through with his crew Legionnaires, and part of that crew was Lefty. Lefty's going to come in and talk to us on a solo tip about one of his projects he's got coming. Of course, we got the open mic.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So I'm sure Lefty's going to stick around for that.
Oh, he better. This is the thing MCs need to realise. If they're going to visit us here... You are expected to rap.
Yeah, you know, I mean...
We're not firing shots at anyone.
No, we're not going to fire shots.
It's all
but
love,
but I'm just saying
just
it.
Know you won't be invited.
Yeah, if you're a doctor and I'm feeling ill, I might just ask you, how to sort me out. Do you know what I mean? If you're a postman, I might ask you about your job. I might ask you to deliver me some letters. So if you're an MC... we might ask you to jump on the open mic.
Regardless of what the beat is.
Yeah. Ah! Anyway.
Yes, anyway. So, and later we have some investigations courtesy of Mice 2 on the way, of course.
Yes, of course you got some. These investigations are courtesy of this weekend, I must add. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So we'll get into it.
Yeah, we'll get into that. And brand new music, Pusha T. Drop something fresh just in the last couple of days. Going to drop you some of that.
Push it to you. Busy, isn't it?
I know. And we've got some brand new tunes for you from Sonny Jim, straight out of Birmingham, and your old Duke as well. But first, I wanted to play something from another one of my favourite guys in this country, Kaiser Smirnoff.
Oh, is he back?
He's back!
Again!
With the back again! I don't know if he uses Smirnoff at all, actually, anymore.
Me neither, but he's always disappearing and coming back.
I know.
And it's just like, bruv, you're too sick to leave us, man. You cannot leave us. Just, you know what I mean? There's no way. I'm not having that.
I know. So that's why I've just been harassing him. So this is going to be the first time play for all you cool people. Hit us up in the studio. It's hiphop@foodbarradio.com. We love to hear from you. This show is all about you guys. And here's something brand new from Kaiser. This is called Just Chill.
Say I shine like platinum, fangs of gold teeth. Chewing up MCs, leaving bits of corpses in my gold tea. There's none that I won't eat. Spit that fire and roast beef for dragon in the flesh. When I rhyme at night, my wings go green. Like a luminous bogey, my soul leaves my body every time I dream and I go sleep. That's why the Sandman won't see the light of day when I spray cocaine bars. So sniff away till you're OD. I don't mean a split for no weed when I say that I smoke trees. I mean literally smoke trees. I burn them down, a token and oak till my nose bleeds. I got flows that are cold. It's below freezing. When I spoke, they know that it's no season. You don't wanna get into the drama. Come a crew, it's harder than a suit of armor. No matter who you are, if you hold your marble or a superstar, if your shoes are Prada, just chill. You don't wanna do that, you know. Nah, you don't wanna do that, you know. Nah, you don't wanna do that, cause I'm ill. So take it easy, just chill. I'm a slave to the beat, but I go free and roam alone in a sheet and some old jeans. I was made by a demon who's so evil, he put fear in the keepers of old Greece. I know beast with the graphite, I write with it, act like a psychic. With schizophrenia and that's why my mind's sick. Slit cerebral, I can lift your people up with telekinesis while I kiss my teeth too. Fam, I'm a different breed, my name was written in scripted Hebrew. I can get licked on free brews, I throw dough at hoes and watch chicks trick with Smeagol. The twisted mister, I've been dipped in diesel with lines by the leader, I spit for weeks. I woke at the dawn of the dead, cause I kicked with these ghouls. I'm listering differently, boom. You don't wanna get into the drama. Come a crew, it's harder than a suit of armor. No matter who you are, if you hold your marble or a superstar, if your shoes are Prada, just chill. You don't wanna do that, you know. Nah, you don't wanna do that, you know. Nah, you don't wanna do that, cause I'm ill. So take it easy, just chill. They don't really wanna beef with this. The key I spit comes out for Jesus' fist. They didn't know I got a heap of tricks. Up my upper sleeve, I've hid, then I'm released. And quick, it's euthanasia when strangers feel the needle prick. They get the thumbs down, Julius Caesar-ish. So I tell a guy straight, better flee and shit before you get crushed just like the flea you is. Are you buy concrete beams and bricks or treat your ribs like Kit Kats, even Twix? Man, don't eat that dog and believe your chick can't get a tweezer grip where your penis is. That's embarrassing, even if I'm a gazeted prick who thinks that he should have his own feature flick. Or I really am deep as this, the nearest to who the dad of Athena is. So, you don't wanna get into the drama, come a crew. It's harder than a suit of armor. No matter who you are, if you hold your marble or a superstar, if your shoes are Prada, just chill. You don't wanna do that, you know. Nah, you don't wanna do that, you know.
Nah,
you don't wanna do that, cause I'm ill. So take it easy, just chill. Nah,
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 nah.
Just chill. That's courtesy of Kaiser. He's got a brand new album on the way. You know you're going to hear all that good stuff. Ooh. Right here
on Foodbar Radio.
On Foodbar Radio with myself. We haven't even said our names yet. It's me, Sarah Love, and the one and only
Mice Diggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. And this chocolate is melting today, my beloveds. Damn right.
It is melting. I'm sorry you guys haven't got the AC in that in the green room over there. But yes, this week, my goodness, Another legend that needs saluting. You know, every week on the show we have a section.
It feels like it's every week that we're doing this.
It's true.
It comes like
that's
now.
Crazy.
I feel like people. You don't even have to. You just got to say 2016. It's like, Rad, do you remember 2016?
It's crazy.
We're losing like icons. It's not like we're just losing. You know, people die every day, left, right, and center. But this year, it just feels like we're losing really important people that are impactful, you know?
Proper, I mean, iconic.
Yeah,
like, literally.
Crazy.
I mean, that's why there was only every week we have the big up on the show, because I just think it's so important for us to highlight all the good energy and forces that are in the world working for the people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And that's what this show is about, too. So every week we have to shout out something good that's going on. And there was only one big up we could do this week. And of course, that has to be for the legend that is
big up, big up,
Muhammad Ali. You know, he needed that. I mean,
in power
and truly iconic. It was so wonderful to like hear all of the different obituaries and just different people speak who knew him personally speaking about
I've missed it so far because I just got back, but I'm definitely going to dig in and see
it was what
awesome.
Was going
on.
I mean, cause just there's so much more that I discovered about him that I never knew as well.
Exactly.
Just, and then even just certain one-liners and stuff like that too. But for me, I put Muhammad Ali up there next to a Nelson Mandela. Do you know what I mean? In the significance of the 20th century and someone
the impact that
selflessly
they made, you know?
Dedicating themselves to the worthwhile cause. And then it was just interesting too to think about his impact on hip-hop.
Oh, come on.
You know, then this is a non-musician, but to then have such an impact on hip-hop.
But he was a rapper.
Proper.
Do you know what I mean? He was a rapper. He came in when it was time to promote a fight or when it was time to talk about himself or his style of boxing. He did it in a rhyme form, you know what I mean? Like, he did it like MCs are trying to do it now still.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And but he did it in such a way that everybody wanted to try and copy. You know, people now, there are fighters now, you know, like I'm heavy into the MMA thing. There are fighters now that as soon as they try and talk brash, they try and talk in a way that's like, oh, you're trying to, you know, some kind of swagger or you're trying bigging up yourself. They're like, yeah, but that's Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Like, but Muhammad Ali did it before. You know, so he's transcended over decades now. And he still, he'll forever be doing that, I think, personally.
Yeah, I mean, it's the oratory, which was so natural to him. I mean, endless quotables, like, coming from Muhammad Ali. And, yeah, just epitomizes that kind of trash talking, which is really something that goes back even further, you know. And it was just amazing to hear so many incredible people that we respect also speaking about Muhammad Ali. I mean, we had the late Gil Scott-Heron. He said, I've been credited with giving birth to rap, but the first rap was done in 1789. You can go back as far as Pearl Sweetly and Jupiter Jones, but I believe that Ali's attempt at rap were a part of the spirit of the brotherhood too. So, you know, even Gil Scott-Heron definitely had a name check for Muhammad Ali. And then on top of that, I mean, there's so many rappers from The Game to Nice and Smooth and beyond who have all been influenced by Ali and quoted him in different ways.
Come on, man.
And right now, you guys are in for such a treat because on the line, I'm hoping that you can hear me and we are joined by literally like hip-hop royalty right about now.
Ooh.
Mr. Big Daddy Kane, are you there? Can you hear me?
You might have to say the Muhammad Ali of hip-hop.
Yes, I'm here, boy.
Woo! The Muhammad
What's
Ali
going
of
on?
Hip-hop.
Big Daddy Kane, man. How are you, sir?
I'm great. I'm wonderful.
Oh, and you know, I just really thought, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. And, you know, you were definitely one of the names that I first thought of when I'm connecting like hip hop and Muhammad Ali and just like our culture of rap and everything. I mean, what about on you personally? I know you've like referenced Ali in raps of yours in the past too, but how do you see his influence on hip hop?
Well, what he stood for. I mean, this was, you know, somebody that really stood for something and, you know, represented, you know, his people. And I mean, he just, you know, I mean, a great, you know, role model.
Yeah.
And I mean, he really meant a lot to me because I started off as a battle MC. Like, you know, that's what I was doing, you know, when I first became a rapper. And it's like, you know, knowing, like studying him as a boxer, I saw his technique and the way he would beat fighters before they even got in the ring, because he had already defeated them psychologically.
You get into their brain already. Yeah.
And like the stuff that he used to do, that's what I used to do in a lot of rap battles. So, I mean, I learned so much from him, you know, from his boxing skills to incorporate into my emceeing skills.
That's crazy.
Because it's kind of like that whole art of the put down that Ali had on lock, you know.
Yeah, and he's getting into their head before the fight. So now when they get into the ring, they're emotional. And the worst type of fighter or worst type of battle MC to have, or somebody to be battling, is someone who's over-emotional. They're not really thinking straight. They're not calculated anymore.
Yeah, they're not thinking. And whatever game plan they had, they're not really focused on their own game plan.
Correct.
Only thing they're focused on is just, you know, getting to contact him. So it's like whatever game plan, you know, someone would have to defeat me in a battle, I would always disrupt it and make them, you know, rhyme the way I wanted them to rhyme.
Okay, anyway.
I love it. But also what I find remarkable, you know, because a lot of people have spoke about how the sports world, you know, that how lucrative the sports world is now, and therefore a lot of athletes and fighters and things, you know, they would never even dare say some of the things that Ali, when you think of the time he was saying a lot of this stuff, I mean, his political thinking and speaking, you know, that was pretty revolutionary then as well. How do you think, what do you think about like his influence further afield, like as a spokesperson for the struggle?
Well, I mean, you know, you're talking about a man who in the prime of his career, like the Ali that we saw in the ring, we actually never really got to see at his best. You understand me? The Ali we saw in the ring wasn't Ali at his best. His prime years, he wasn't even boxing because of, you know, his boxing license, because of that whole army issue.
Yeah.
So who else on this earth would risk the prime years of their career to stand up for what they believe in? I mean, what he did, I don't think anyone else has done. You know, so I mean, he's just an amazing person for that, because he risked his prime years of boxing. I mean, and when he did return to boxing, he still was a bad dude and whooped everybody. But you know, it's like the prime years of a boxer's career. You know, he was shut down because he stood up for what he believed in.
And that's what I just find so moving. Like, I mean, he took part in the London Olympics opening ceremony. He just made like a very brief appearance. I didn't know he was going to be appearing in the opening ceremony, but the moment he appeared on the screen, I just burst into tears, because it was just so overwhelming to me, you know, with pride of how much the kind of sacrifices this guy had made, you know, and that lasting legacy that is why the whole world just kind of shut down over this weekend, over the news of Ali too.
Come on, everybody. And what, going back to him being, you know, saying he didn't want to go to war and whatnot, nobody could say like, ah, you're a pussy for doing that. No one could say like, ah, because this guy gets bashed in the face for a living, you know? That's
yeah,
a real fighting.
That
that's real for no weapons involved.
Well, you know, not to correct you, but actually there's a lot of people that can and have said that, you know, he was soft or whatever for not going to war. You know, the people that wanted to be real patriotic about the whole issue. But the reality of it is all those people that said this ended up going to this war, fighting, and then coming home, not able to find jobs, had
PTSD,
Agent Orange cancer. You know, I mean, you know, this is what happened to a lot of people that, you know, thought that he was wrong, you know.
It's amazing. Yeah.
They came back, you know, and couldn't even, you know, find jobs for themselves. Couldn't even get the proper Medicare that they needed.
And it was amazing to hear his quote after that, where he was like, why am I going to Vietnam? I can't remember verbatim what he says, but he was like, you know, there's no one in Vietnam who's called me a nigger. There's no one who, you know, enslaved my ancestors, so why am I going to go over there and kill these people, you know? And on top of that, another thing with Ali, he personally spoke, he went to Iraq and personally spoke to Saddam Hussein, and he secured the release of 15 American hostages who were in Iraq during the first Iraqi war, you know. And so this is the kind of levels of dedication, like, man is seriously, you know, that obviously politics and hip-hop have always been intertwined, but, you know, this is the kind of person taking it to a whole another level, using his sporting prowess and reputation to impact, you know, real, save people's lives, like literally. And I love.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, go on.
No. I think that you're 100% right. I mean, what he has done is amazing, you know, and the way he's touched so many different people's lives, and the way, you know, that he has went out of the way to do things for other people, you know, even, you know, when it's like, you know, type, you know, he's not even, you know, in the condition to be, you know, to, you know, to be doing what he's, you know, doing, to try to do it.
And so, I mean, I just feel so grateful that we even have an Ali to speak of. And I literally do put him next to, you know, one of my favorite people ever, Nelson Mandela and stuff. And I truly think Ali is part of hip hop's DNA, you know. And I love
sporting, sporting DNA, you know, combat, in terms of combat sport. Like there's a, what is it called? The Ali Act. There's like a, it's a, like a reform to do with, I think it's to do with, boxing under different promotions.
Oh, okay.
Because the way it was before, you couldn't really do that. You couldn't really box under different promotions. Is that correct? Something like that.
Okay, I'm not sure.
And
I'm not even sure. But I tell you, here's what I always thought was so amazing about Muhammad Ali as a boxer. After, like, the way he beat George Foreman with the rope-a-dope technique.
Yeah.
The way he used to frustrate Joe Frazier and so many other people by talking to them in the ring.
Boxing, yeah, that came from Ali. All that everyone thinks is Mayweather, that came from Ali talking. Nah, you ain't hitting me. Like, you ain't doing nothing
to me. Talking to people in the ring.
Crazy.
And what he did in the rematch with Leon Spinks, leaning on his neck, on his shoulder, you know, stuff like that. To tire you down, you know.
Klitschko, that's what
after
Klitschko
Ali
does
retired,
now.
After Ali retired, all that was made illegal.
Oh, wow.
Now you can get points taken away from you for leaning on the ropes. You get points taken away from you for talking in the ring. Mm. You get points taken away from you for leaning on your opponent. Mm. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, stuff that this dude introduced to boxing was made illegal after he retired.
That's crazy, man.
That is. It is.
I mean, they still try and get away with it, though. You can see people like.
Oh yeah, know. No. Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's you know, it's just a matter of getting caught.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, then you hear know. The stories of people trying to lip read, like what was being said in the ring and stuff during certain fights.
How are you going to lip read? Someone's got a gum. You're not going to lip read.
But
that.
We like to imagine, don't we? We like to imagine and fill the gaps. But you know, I just thought it was only correct when we're connecting a great legacy like Ali and what his influence is on hip hop, it was only correct that we spoke to an authority like you. And you know, I love you so much, and it's so wonderful to have your voice here on the show, and it's just so great to hear like your thoughts about Ali too. So thank you so much for joining us.
Yes,
well, thank y'all for having me, man. And you know, y'all enjoy the rest of the day and everything. And I guess I'll catch y'all next show in the UK.
Yeah, man, definitely.
Yeah, make it sooner rather than later.
Yeah, for real, man. Long live
so
the
you're right.
Yeah, and we'll see you on the show, I hope, as well. Next time you're in London, you can pass through the show and come chill with us.
It would be my pleasure.
Oh,
it would be my pleasure.
Well, lots of love. The UK loves you, and we can't wait to see you again. But thank you so much for sharing your love for Ali with us too.
Okay, peace.
Okay, one catch love, you soon. Yeah, I mean, this his legacy just goes so far. Kane's legacy goes so far. Like, you know.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. The Ali of hip hop, right there, man. That was only right. We spoke to that. You know, the Muhammad Ali of hip hop, and long live the Kane, man.
Yeah,
and I think Ali, his memory is going to live on for very long. Even as quiet as you know, obviously his condition started to get worse and worse. So we didn't hear much from him. But you always heard a lot about him. There was always, his name was always mentioned every single day on these social networks, somehow, some way. So,
and also to be, because a lot of people say, you know, arguably this is the greatest athlete of all time. It even goes beyond like
greatest boxer.
And to go to even like one of the top iconic. 10 iconic figures in 20th century.
And that's why I use the word icon. It's like there's legends. You know, we have legends. There are people that have done legendary shit. But not many people have done iconic shit. Not many people are going to be, you know, he's going to be spoken about 200 years, 300 years time.
Don't make me cry, Mice. That's how much I love him. Honestly, it touches me, like, you know, deeply. Pause. But yeah, no, I think it, honestly, it's so, that is how much I love him and appreciate people like him, because I tweeted the other day, people like Muhammad Ali, Nina Simone, Nelson Mandela is the reason why I ain't got time for the celebrity, you know, half attention, ego hungry, like celebrities nowadays, because this is what I'm talking about. You men use your position, your platform. With power comes responsibility. Mm. You men use that for your, to represent your community. And that's what Ali was all about. This is how he said he wanted to be remembered. I would like to be remembered as a man who won the heavyweight title 3 times, who was humorous and who treated everyone right. A man who never looked down on those looking up at him and who helped as many people as he could. As a man who stood up for his beliefs no matter what. As a man who tried to unite all humankind through faith and love. And if all that's too much, then I guess I'd settle for being remembered only as a great boxer who became a leader and a champion for his people. And I wouldn't even mind if folks forgot how pretty I was. So I was just like, you know, that's classic Ali. And LL Cool J, he said, without Muhammad Ali, this next track and the term GOAT, greatest of all time, would have never been coined. So wow. It was only correct today that we played you something for, you know, in tribute to Ali, because he deserves the biggest.
Big up, big up.
So here we go. This foodbarradio.com is Sarah Love and Mice Diggy. We're sending super love respects going out to the man like Muhammad Ali.
Rest in come power.
And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback. But tonight, don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants, putting suckers in fear, making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom, explosion. Overpowering over the competition, I'm towering, wrecking shop. When I drop these lyrics that'll make you call the cops, don't you dare stare. You better move. Don't ever compare me to the rest that'll all get sliced and diced. Competition's paying the price.
your crew. Love that.
I'm gonna knock you.
It's so difficult to play that without turning it up to maximum.
You don't know
volume.
How much I was fighting my inner demons to not do the Running Man. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
I was fighting my inner demons not hot. To kick the studio apart right then, like just fired up by all that talk of Ali. And
Sarah's gonna start swinging around like Cuba Gooding Jr. in Boys in the Hood.
Brother, just lose it. Let the spirit take me.
Oh man. Yo, wow. Rest in power to the one and only Muhammad Ali icon.
Yes, and thank you to Big Daddy Kane for joining us on the line. If you missed that, you better get online to foodbarradio.com/hiphop. But email us at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. We love to hear from you guys. So much coming up. Remember, around the corner, you're going to be getting that interview with Black Milk. So hold tight. He just left the UK after an ill tour. There's so many, so much gig stuff I want to talk with you guys about.
Man.
And I want to hear from Mice about. But first, you know, it's a very important time. People, I hope you're ready.
It's a very important time of the day, mother lovers. You know it's important as soon as my voice drops, just like these in the summer. That's right. I was about to say cue my music, but you did it already. That's right, because you know why? Yeah, baby, it's Shaft. My Sack Hayes in the building. That's right, my Sack Hayes. Yeah, we want to welcome you down to Food Bar Radio Cafe.
That was strong.
Where we bring you exactly what you need, mother lovers. That's right. We got all kind of jellies filled with exactly what you want. Oh, yeah. And I'm a bad mother. Shut your mouth. I was about to say lover, bitch.
I love that. I love that misogyny. Yeah. I just love a bit of misogyny.
Hey, you know, it's comedy. Front. It's comedy. I wouldn't say that to my mum, would I, mum? Bitch. Nah,
joke.
So the semi joke.
Yeah.
Yes, for making me drive around so many hours last week. But anyway, I digress. This week's investigation is a serious investigation, mother lovers. You know, I've been hitting the continent a bit every, you know, every weekend. I have to go and tour with these guys. I love these guys, man. Smokey Joe and the Kid is potent. The shows are brilliant, but
it looks
they
so
fucking
fun.
Smoke too much, man.
Really,
these guys, yeah. Sarah.
You're talking about dirty fags.
Yeah, I'm not even talking about like these lot will be smoking
about
a cigarette.
Hits from the bong.
Nah, I don't mind even, that. Yeah. I don't mind blaze away. That like that's cool. I don't really, you know, I wait till after before I get all happy and that, but Jesus, sound guy, lighting guy, Smokey Joe, who else? Manager, everyone is bunning it down and not even, there's nothing in there that can get you high at all. All it is just pure tobacco. Dudes will be smoking cigarettes while rolling a roll up. It's like, what the fuck is the difference?
Gosh.
But somehow they get, you know, there's a difference
there.
They
got the science.
Yeah, there's science going
on
there.
They got some science to kick to
Yo,
you about
it's
that.
The only place I know where, like, I'll be looking at kids and then realize they're not kids until they start smoking a cigarette. I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh,
everyone smokes. It's like,
I swear it's in Europe, though, because since the ban came in here, as soon as I go to Europe, indeed, Germany,
they
it's
still
like
smoke
the,
in the
passion
club.
That people smoke with. There was, I remember, I was DJing in this club in Germany. There was a second room that was the smoking room. Well, there was a poor DJ in that room, and it was literally just hotboxed the whole night with fags.
Later.
Dutty.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, me having locks down my back.
Oh, shit.
You understand how the struggle.
Yeah, yeah.
The
struggle. The struggle is real, man.
The struggle is
That's
real.
That's deep. The thing is, yeah, you know, like, I remember when we, before the smoking ban, you know, people used to be smoking and all that. It's hard for, when you're an artist performing and you don't smoke cigarettes, you know, you're breathing in a lot of that shit as well.
Oh, yeah.
People are getting excited. They might be in the front row like, oh, man, I'm really enjoying this. Spark it up. They're like, oh, bruv, ease me up, man. I've had to, like, literally, while I'm rapping...
Kick someone in
yeah,
the face.
Grab, no, like, yeah, grab...
That's what you wanted
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, yeah, the inner, my inner... That was my inner thought, but... On the out exterior, I just picked, you know, I grabbed the cigarette out of their hand and kind of moved them to the side of the stage. Like, and it's funny how it's like a donkey with the carrot. Like, they follow the cigarette to the side of the stage. Yeah, they have to because the shit's killing me. I've got to breathe, you know? I need
no, proper. But remember, what's his name? Roy Castle. You want to be a record breaker? Roy Castle. Yeah. We've got a good old record Roy breakers. Castle.
I remember
he's
Roy
like
Castle.
One of our people from the 80s that hasn't destroyed our memories of our childhoods.
But he's one of the few, isn't it?
Yeah, one of the Roy, there's lucky, like five people you know on that mean? List now.
Probably lucky. Yeah.
One of them's Stevie Wonder.
I'm telling you, man. Yo, Roy what's Castle. Her name? Jemima. What was her name?
Jemima.
What was her name again?
Not Moira Stewart.
No, Moira Stewart's straight, man. She
I love Moira. My dad used to go out with her. My is dad it? Was on a date when with Moira like Stewart this. When he met my mom.
When she's talking to you, she's like this. Is it?
Yeah.
Right. Serious. Yeah. Dad was pimping, boy.
He tries to act like that wasn't the case, but we all know the truth, Daddy.
Oh,
we know the truth.
Boy. Moira Stewart, he went there.
Anyway, we digress.
Yes, we digress.
We digress.
What we want to do, man, we want to find out. Well, what I want to do, and I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that are going through the same struggle where they've got people they care about that are smoking with cigarettes. Yeah? Smoking. It's fun to smoke with cigarettes. Have you seen that kid?
No.
Oh, man. He's a little kid and he's talking about smoking cigarettes.
Oh,
and all. It's fun to smoke with cigarettes.
Oh, my God. How old?
It's like, bruv. He's probably eight or something.
I've seen that video of that kid who's like 4 years old bunning down the cigarettes.
Yeah. Oh, what the one? Yeah, the little. They make the meme out of him and that. And this kid, you know, he drove his mum's car. He did all this crazy shit. But then he was like, it's fun to smoke with cigarettes.
Mm-mm.
But anyway, so I'm sure there's a bunch of us out there that really want to find the best way to do this. So my investigation is, what's the best way to get someone to stop smoking cigarettes? I'm sure you lot have got some creative ideas and ways of doing this. Some of the guys I asked earlier on the old Facebook, you know what I mean? On the old Facebook, like, I was down the street, like, it sounds like a pub, innit? Facebook is like a pub that we all hang out at now. Paul, shout out to Paul Judo Mancy.
They should open a pub.
Paul had a great idea. He said, nicotine patches. Stick one over each eye and they can't find their fags. Oh, shit. We're going to be saying this word a lot today,
he's
boy.
Got the remix of the nicotine patches.
It's a good idea. Do you know what I mean? It's like, whilst they're asleep, just stick the nicotine patch over their eyes. Bam. They can't. They're like, whoa, what the fuck? They'll be more worried about that shit than any fucking nicotine. Was it rushed?
Oh, like,
yeah, you know,
hit kind of thing.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Straight to the face.
I just have to also say, for me, it doesn't even if I was like so mesmerized by a guy, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I love this person. They're so gorgeous. Like, if I saw them smoke a cigarette, it's a wrap.
Yeah,
I will never, ever, ever, ever date or kiss anybody who smokes cigarettes.
The thing is, as never. Well, do you notice that people who smoke cigarettes? Oh, bro, they don't even look like they're enjoying the shit.
Yeah.
Like, they really don't look like they're enjoying it. Like, it looks like either the shit's hurting or...
It is. It's hurting them inside as well. Their soul, I mean, their
like
heart.
Shit. They'll be like that. Yeah, so anyway, everyone looks upset with their smoking cigarettes, but they still fucking do it, man. Yo, these look killing.
The levels of passion that you find some people so good. So, yeah, Jesus. I definitely want to hear some of people's... recommend ideas.
Well, Danny Seaton says lace their fags with cyanide.
Yeah, that's one way to do it.
Yeah, and then
that's some what's this Litvinenko, the Russian dude who got like plutonium.
But this guy Matt Cossins says that cigarettes contain traces of cyanide anyway.
Probably. You know what? I heard someone saying they worked in a cigarette factory. Mm. They were saying the stuff's just falling on the floor all the time. And then in the factory, you have rats running around. You know, there's all kinds of crap. Everything just gets swept up and put back into the machine.
Right.
So ultimately,
serious?
When you analyze... And then they're also saying the amount of cigarettes in the shop that are just bootlegged.
It might be horse meat in your cigarettes.
If you're lucky, it'll be horse meat in there. But yeah,
hell,
so it's
man.
Basically in any cigarette, whether that's bootlegged or the actual the proper legitimate ones, they probably have like rat droppings in, urine...
Wow,
crap,
McDonald's.
Kind of McD's,
there's
all your favourites.
There's probably traces of McD's in that shit.
Yeah, so I think we're already giving people lots of good reasons to stop, but yeah, we need actual ways that you
shit.
Are going to... Like, we need some serious intervention.
Yeah, it's a crazy one, man. Kevin's got a good idea. Kevin Miskovic, he says, super glue their lips together. That's a really good idea. Yeah, yeah. That you probably won't go to jail for that one.
No. And that'll be easy to institute. Like, I can imagine that being really straightforward, just getting someone down, easy to do, man, and like people gluing their lips together. Oh no, I'm sure there's some horror film where then the guy, I have some memory from my childhood where the guy's like trying to, his lips are stuck together, then he rips his lips trying to, anyway, sorry, we digress. So hit us up at FUBAR, no, hip-hop
Sarah's
at FUBAR
sharing her nightmares.
I know, I'm like, please make it stop. hiphop@fubarradio.com. Yep. Send your messages through.
And you can also at us on Twitter, that's at FUBAR Radio, at DJ Sarah Love, or at Mice Diggy. Let us know, what is the best way to get someone to stop smoking cigarettes?
I was riding my bike down the bike path, going the wrong way. But who's to say what the wrong way is? Unless they're not minding their business. So long comes this chick, like you're going the wrong way, mister. In the break, she thought she was an authority figure. Even though she was a bitch, I still killed her with kindness. Like, thank you, miss. Despite the fact she sounded like this. I love my fans, but sometimes I can't understand when they tell me about their favorite jams. Like, yo, I'm waiting for another jam exactly like this one. Son, I don't make the same jam a record twice. I am way too nice. So please don't ever in your life come to me with suggestions. You'll get dismissed. On top of the fact, you'll sound like this. The other day, I got a call from the people at HuffPo that made me think they're dumb slow. They wanted to know what I thought about some rap beef. Between a dude that's mediocre and a dude that's okay, I was like, oh, you don't say. Didn't I just send you an entire article about the link between mass media and private prisons that I thought was really important, but you was like, no, it isn't. Next instant, you got the gumption to hit me up to try to talk about some gumption. You sound like this. This girl told me that she loves me. Yo, she told me on the regular. But then I met another fly chick, and she was mad when I went to get with her. I had to tell her, yo, I love it when you visit me, but I don't understand why you wanna limit me. She told me, grow up, stop acting like a kid. I had to tell her, yo, that ain't what love is. You sound like this. People hit me up for verses and never mention a budget. They are the definition of bugging. I understand where you coming from. I know you wanna come up and ain't rich, but why you gotta sound like this? I met a rapper that sucks who is way more famous than I am. Can you believe sucker tried to kick some knowledge to the boy's hand, telling me that I was a brand and I should think about rocking with a band. And it's a good thing I got on Instagram and a bunch of other meaningless nonsense. Shut up, dick, you sound like this.
Homeboy Sandman featuring Eden.
Shut up, bitch, you sound like this.
Talking Bleep is the name of that track, taken from the album Kindness for Weakness. Definitely check that out. It's out on Stone Slow right now. He's put together something really nice. And I don't know if we mentioned before that Mice is actually on that album.
Oh, yeah, shit, I forgot. That's funny you said that. I've totally forgotten.
Tell me about that track. How's it? Yeah.
Well, what happened was, I was like, I paid him like £1 million, and then
and then he said I was dope.
Yeah, and it's on Stone's Throw, by the way. Let me just put that out there, you know what I'm saying, just in case you lot.
Like, so check it out. Homeboy Sandman, Mice Diggy, Stone's Throw Records, all that good stuff. You're locked into FUBAR Radio right now. Myself, Sarah Love, the voice of Chocolate Velvet.
Myself, Mice Diggy, and we are joined today by none other than the mother lover from the Legionnaires by the name of
Left Side.
That's
Lefty.
Right.
Welcome.
Welcome back,
you're back,
mother lover.
That's under a month ago or something. You were here.
That's how to do it, though. That's how to work it, man. He's like, I was there with the crew, but
you
know
what? You remember me, innit?
I do it solo as well, bitches.
So it's good to have you back. What's been happening in your world? Were you enjoying autumn this weekend?
autumn was nice still, but I'm feeling the summer that's just landed today. All of a sudden, I'm digging that stuff.
Hey, the album, I ain't gonna lie, man. I came back and I was like, wow, this is it started now?
Yeah, I'm saying.
Because I left on Friday and it was cack, man. It was like five or six in the morning, and the shit just looked like death was about to.
You could tell from early, innit? You know from early what the day's gonna be saying.
Yeah. So what? The whole weekend apart was a bit mashup. Yeah, it wasn't really.
Yeah, no, it was dead, but it was great. Cause
it was like, okay, well, that was summer.
Yeah, you see, I got my tan like. Nah,
your tan line.
Yeah, kind of like.
You're bleak now. Yeah. You were black when you went away to France. Now you come back bleak. Block. Yeah, but what have you been up to then? Because I hear you have like new music and things happening that you want to tell us about.
Put out my mixtape the other day on the 27th. It's a little free project I've been working on for a while. Everyone was telling me to do it as like an album, iTunes, streaming thing, innit? But I just thought, fling it out for free, man. Keep it moving, man. I got so much music. You know what I'm saying? I know how tight these people out there are. You know what I'm saying? They'll buy one thing, they don't want to buy the next thing.
It's like
you know
that.
What I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I've got music there, man, and I'm making music for people to hear it. But you know what I'm saying? It's not a job, innit? So first and foremost, I want people to hear it.
So this one's a mixtape, is it? So how many tracks are on it?
It's got 9 tracks, but it plays like an album.
Like, so it's not mixed.
How do you mean?
Like
scratching and all that.
Not necessarily scratching, but just mixed.
Nah, it's
the
not,
thing
it's
is like now because people say mixtape now, and it's not always a mixtape.
Yeah,
it's
obviously before it'd be hosted by a DJ, innit, and he'd be mixing your tracks and shouting over the intros and that. But nah, it's just a project I put together, innit. So but I mixed it.
Oh, as in you mixed the sounds?
Yeah, I've mixed the whole tape. I mastered it. That's what I mean. It plays like an album. You need to play it top to bottom, innit? It plays like, I try to do it like a film, so it's separated into 3 acts. And I feel like there's a story, there's a journey there, innit? There's a story there if you listen, so.
So what's it called?
It's called The Perfect Storm.
The Perfect Storm.
Yeah, it's out on Dat Piff at the moment. Free download thing. So yeah.
Okay, and so this track today, go on, Lefty. This track, Ruggiero. Sorry, that was very light.
That's very, very English.
Ruggiero, mate.
Proper gringo, boy. As you can tell, she's a gringo.
Sorry.
Gringo.
But this track today, that's from that project.
Yeah. I actually rushed to get that one on because had a session. With Urban Monk. So shouts to Urban Monk.
Oh shit, Urban Monk from Birmingham.
Yeah, man. Shouts to Urban Monk. Birmingham guys.
Good to hear his name pop up.
He had this dope thing that he's been setting up, man, where he's like, I think it's monthly, but he'll have a bunch of producers come down to the studio, a bunch of rappers. All the producers get to run like 3 beats, and you've got like 2 minutes to jump on it, otherwise we just keep it moving, innit?
Okay.
So yeah, I met a whole bunch of people there, but there was this one producer, A Class from Birmingham. Shouts to A Class, and he produced the thing.
Okay. And,
as soon as he sent me the beat, I had the track written within about 10 minutes.
That's how we do.
Yeah, that's how we do. I was in Burger King with my girl, and
we don't promote Burger King, by the way, but they get
bro, you do what has to be done, cause sustenance.
Trying to get that. So when he's like, yeah, let me just take her on a quick cheap date, and then you know, cool, babes. So,
I'm not even paying attention to that bus.
You didn't even care because you just focused on that bus. Can I just send shouts out to Lefty Ruggiero's girlfriend? I know he loves you,
Mrs. Ruggiero.
Yeah,
she's like, yeah,
she got a lot of patience, that girl.
Yeah, because I can imagine Lefty all mad smiling after she said, I love you. She's like waiting for him to say, I love you back. And he's like, Braves,
what do you think of the tune?
Listen to this verse.
Tell me what you think of
the bars.
Take
a quick slurp on the Coca-Cola.
Look, this is actually, we laugh, we do jest, but this is the reality.
It's a gift and a curse, man.
Creative people.
Mrs. Mice can vouch, man. You know, when it comes, it comes. That's it.
That's love.
That's when you know it's love.
They need to understand first and foremost.
Someone said to me, you know, artists are selfish.
Yeah, they are, man. They are.
Yeah. So when the good ones, anyway, the good ones are.
The moments when they're not, you know, you really got to appreciate the fact that they managed to break out of that self.
I'm letting you have some of this time. This is precious time.
You're privileged. But tonight, let's play this track.
It's gonna happen for you tonight, baby.
Yeah, we got half an hour. Let's do this. Then I gotta get back in the studio. Sorry, the struggles. But yeah, so let's play the people this tune because we are nearly halfway through the show and we still got an interview of Black Milk for the people on the way past. We gotta get into our open mics, but right now we're gonna play you something fresh from Lefty's project. This track is called Today. Let's do it. It's FUBAR.
Every throne need a lord. Every rose need a thorn. Every sky need a storm. Should we die then we're born? I ain't one to forget. Even the sun got a set. Every dog has his day. I just hope man today. Hey, you got the green but my bag and car. My family move like Salamanca. We bring the heat like it's my logo. You see the haters with mad anger. My face was made for the camera. Look like I might be from Panama. None of these rappers my caliber. Marking your death on my calendar. I'm trying to get to the top. I just been leveling up. I be the best of the bunch. They call me Kevin the Cunt. Yeah bitch, I'm ready to go. I smoke like six in a row. I'm never touching the flow. I'm never touching the flow. Every throne need a lord. Every rose need a thorn. Every sky need a storm. Should we die then we're born? I ain't one to forget. Even the sun got a set. Every dog has his day. I just hope man today. Hey, I've been the best, never amateur. Pro. I got a view it in Canada. No. I made my mark as a battler. You the one to get battered up. I keep a mouth like I'm Randall. I'm more Farrell with the stamina. I'm taking out any challenger. I sweep them up like a janitor. I'm coming straight for the top. They all running out of luck. I'm never giving a fuck. I'm at the lit on the bus. Yeah, bitch, I'm ready to go. I smoke like six in a row. I'm never touching the flow. I'm never touching the flow. Every throne need a lord. Every rose need a thorn. Every sky need a storm. Should we die then we're born? I ain't one to forget. Even the sun got a set. Every dog has his day. I just hope man's a day. Hey.
So that's Day of the Burger King bars, yeah? All right, we see what's going on there. That's the see, right there.
That's what it sounds like when you're writing Burger King with your girlfriend.
So you produce five tracks on the mixtape?
Five tracks.
I didn't know you produce as well. I remember you saying last...
A lot of people... I didn't know myself, bro. I've only been doing it for about 9 months now.
Yeah?
And it's mad because I was working on a mixtape for... I've been working on a mixtape for 11 months.
That's... 11 months.
Yeah, so I had a bunch of beats. You know, when you've got like a direction you want to take, I had a bunch of beats, and it's like, yeah, they're all right. Not quite getting the overall flavour I want, innit? And then, what was it that happened? I think I got the tax rebate. I just bought an MPC, cousin, and I made three beats that had a similar theme running through them, and I thought, you know what, fuck it, I'm doing this, innit? Yeah. I'm going to make the spine of the mixtape, and then I can just add a little...
What did you buy the machine, you said?
MPC, yeah.
And what? So did you just go on YouTube and
literally,
start learning?
Literally, bro, YouTube, yeah.
That's what I love about this generation is that you can just go on YouTube, like, right, how do I change my exhaust pipe? Bam, YouTube will tell you somehow.
Anything, yeah.
But
yeah.
It's annoying, like, because sometimes you need an answer like that and it takes you, like, half an hour to get to it. And it's like, I'd just rather speak to somebody and then go, yeah, da-da-da.
Yeah, but then they're going to charge you.
Yeah,
for that,
I guess.
Yeah, come on in. All right, we've got to put you in at 2 p.m.
At 2 p.m.
now, 3 weeks' time. We're booked up. You go on YouTube, it's like bam, bam, bam. I fucked it up. But then,
you got a guy doing it, like running through it with you, innit?
It's true.
It's funny when you get the little 13 year old, okay, today we're going to learn how. And you can hear mom, Jeremy, do you want a dinner? No, mom, I'm doing a tutorial right now. That shit is hilarious, man.
It's real,
this is the future that we have to look forward to.
So you decided, like, fuck it, I'm going to start making my own beats. What?
Yeah, basically, man, it's mad. It's like, it's kind of how my brain works. Like, I do videos as well. Like, I do videos for the Legion. I've got the production company, Idiot Village. And even with that, That was a tax rebate 2-3 years ago, and I bought a camera. I swear that. I swear
yeah, the government is looking after lefty out here, bro.
Government is hooking me up, just pushing me in the right direction. Like, they come at the perfect time as well. But yeah, man. I remember I was working on a video with someone at the time, and it was just like everything I was saying, they weren't seeing, and you know, it just I was just like, I can't even explain it. I just need to do it.
Yeah. I know the feeling.
All I need is the equipment, because like, whatever's in here, I'll get out, bro.
Yeah, I think if you're creative, like, you know, especially as an MC, what we do is try and, you know, make people visualize what we're saying.
Exactly.
So it should come as a, it's like, it should be a given that you'd be able to come up with a video concept or,
I'd assume everyone could do that.
But it's interesting seeing that some people just don't, they don't really get it.
That's really annoying
when you have a dope track but people have just flopped on the video.
Video,
that was just a waste of time. Are the link? How can people track you down? You guys were on the Legionnaires and you guys were on our open mic a couple of weeks back, so you should all definitely check that out at foodbarradio.com. But like, what's the other links that people can reach you?
We got a whole bunch of music at legionnaires.bandcamp.com. Obviously I've got my mixtapes on DatPiff, so if you just search Lefty the Perfect Storm, even in Google it'll come up.
Perfect.
At LeftyLGN on Twitter, LGN Music on Twitter as well. You find any one of those and everything's linked. So
are you still battling?
Yeah, I'm not. I haven't retired, like people like to say, but obviously not right now.
Mice was telling me before the show he wanted to challenge you to a battle live on air, so are you ready? Yeah.
Wow. Then
she woke up after and realized, like, oh shit, yeah, that was me and my perfect storms of a dream that I had.
But you know, Mice, you should know by now that every week Mice has these burning investigations that are basically like life hacks. Like, he's helping us work out how we work through this thing called life.
Trying to fix everyone's
life. I'm telling you, man, people can walk away with something. Whenever if you listen to this show, check out what I investigate, listen back, you're going to walk away with something that's going to help you in life in the future. Whether it be this or whether it be that. I want to know, though, what you told us earlier, you had like a special way you kind of helped.
Oh, dealing with cigarette smokers.
The cigarette.
That's basically it, man. You got to go old school on them, man. They're just no smokers allowed. Them ones. Like, in my house, my house is very much a smoking house, but no cigarettes.
A blazing house.
If you get what we're talking about right there.
The roof is on fire.
Yeah, if you want to smoke, just go outside, innit? That's it. Go outside, and after a while, I think it becomes so long that even if you didn't smoke weed before, you're just like, oh, just let me smoke some of that. Just so I don't
that
need
kind
to.
Of reminds me of the whole Brexit discussion. Yeah, it's like, look, if you want to smoke, just go over there. Just, we just want nothing don't. To do with you.
Cool. You know,
just
about
give
about
it up, and we can all be one happy family.
It's winter time as well. Imagine winter time. You're like, man, I really want a cigarette, but fuck that shit.
It's like hail outside.
Blowing clouds, puffing clouds.
That's hilarious.
So it's just straight excluding people. That's your approach.
Yeah. That's antisocial. You know how people say they smoke socially, but
you
got to get outside.
Then it's on you. Then you're being rude. Like, so, you're going to leave just to smoke. That's a bit rude.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and then you're going to come back stinking like an astronaut. All right.
And you expect us all to sit here waiting for you, and then it'll be cool. But hilarious. No, we have a few shout outs, so you guys will hit us up in the studio.
Kelly emailed in and she said, hi, I've showed my boyfriend this documentary which shows what happens to your lungs when you smoke. He was so disgusted that he actually stopped smoking.
Well done, Kelly. That's like me showing people
link.
Food ink and then they turn vegetarian.
What's the other film?
EastEnders.
That's not a film, Sarah.
No,
Earthlings.
Oh, I don't know.
Have you seen Earthlings?
No. Is that some David Icke business?
No. It's like, you know, it's to do with like the food industry, how they treat animals and that. Don't get me wrong, I had a steak last night.
I've seen a bunch of those.
I was eating the crackers at the same time, but the shit
is hardcore. If you want Earthlings, it's called Earthlings. Kelly, you're gonna have to email us back or tweet us or whatever, and let us know what that documentary is, because there's gonna be people out here that wish they could show their boyfriend or girlfriend or in between friend, because I know now we're in 2016 and
special friends.
Yeah, you can't even say a genre sometimes.
Gender genre.
You gotta call them. You can't even call them a gender anymore. You gotta call them a genre.
I'm pretty pro all of that. I'm pretty pro all of that. You know, we want equality. We're all human beings, man. Peace and love.
Shouts to Akira. Akira says, yes, team. Good to have you back on the radio. Thank you, Akira.
Oh, thanks, Akira.
I gave my brother the deep talk about the risks of smoking. It's not worth it.
What, the talk?
Akira. I just want to know what the deep talk was.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, because it...
That kind of...
The deep talk...
Yeah.
He's still that just was smoking mad, as magical.
He or she,
that sounded
Akira.
Like, look at this unicorn.
Yeah.
You know, like, there was some next shit that I can't really tell you lot on air. You know what I mean? Or something, I don't know.
But coming from Akira's a dope name as well. So
yeah, Akira's right. a sick yeah.
So you just
Akira.
Get props for the name,
for the
Akira.
Name
and
anyway.
I know you held it down. You kept it real just with that name.
Shout to Paul Clark, a.k.a. The Geeky Rat on Twitter. He says, best way to stop smoking, have Nigel Farage endorse your brand.
That'll do it.
That'll do it.
Yes, exactly.
And I think Eric...
Piers Morgan, Trump, all of them together in that. Azalea Banks.
Oh, shit. They What's can just Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons.
You get
Azalea
another mention.
Banks, Nigel Farage.
He's most hated.
He's my yeah. beloved, man.
And who else we had?
Eric hit us up and said, yo, told my girlfriend that if she doesn't stop smoking, I can't be with her. I just can't stand it. We're still together and she has stopped smoking. Bonus!
Oh, well done, Bruce. Eric,
did Eric, you better have laid it down that night. When she said, okay, I'm stopped smoking, you better have put it down on her. That's all I'm saying.
System. That might should have been a birthday.
Listen, Eric, your girlfriend is top lass. Props to your girlfriend. Right. I love her, man. That's dedication.
The thing is,
she
as
chose
well,
love over fags.
Yeah, and he's saving part of her life. Remember they used to say, like, you smoke a cigarette, you lose 2 minutes. I don't know what it was, but you lose some certain amount of your life. I don't even know if that shit's true, but...
It sounded good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she's thinking about herself now. He's thought about her, and then she started thinking about herself, in turn thinking about them as a relationship. Eric, you better have laid it down that night. That's all
yeah.
I'm saying.
And put a ring on her finger pulls. And shout out to Tim Joshua. He locked into the show. He says, what, Sarah, you'll never kiss a smoker? What, even if Raekwon was doing his interview voice for you? And someone else, who was it? Who's hit Pete or someone on Twitter hit me up asking if I was in a relationship with Raekwon. You see, this is the controversy.
No, everyone could hear how wet Raekwon was when he did that drop.
Yo, check it out,
let
y'all.
Let alone the interview.
All the way from Shaolin, you know what it is. Raekwon the chef, Maxim with the good
Listen
honey.
To that.
DJ Sarah Love. Hold it down.
Bro,
you know what it is.
That's a wet Raekwon right there, yeah? Remember where you heard it first?
Oh, Raekwon.
Yeah, right here on Free
Little
Bar
does
Radio.
He know he's getting like rinsed Man. Every week. Yeah. Just from that
no,
one.
I'm not rinsing it. I'm just saying he sounded excited, like doing that shit and saying that shit. And, you know, not excited in a. Like jump around the place. Well, maybe
he
actually.
He was at a safe distance.
More swinging from chandeliers type of anxiety.
And shout out to Just Got locked into the show as well. Keep your messages coming through to us at hiphop@foobarradio.com. We're going to get through all of those. We got to get into this Black Milk interview. But first, I want to play you this recent Black Milk production that we had. This is for your old Drew. The track is called Just Rhyming. But, you know, it's nearly that time. Keep it locked to Food Bar Radio with myself, Sarah Love. My Sticky.
What up, what up, people? It's Black Milk shouting out Sarah Love. Y'all checking out My Sticky. Y'all know what it is. Detroit, what up? Peace.
Bench four wins and homemade icy. I been shiesty, holding weight. The worst round, a bad seed like eight facing Golden State first round. Drown in that brown water. Still rhyming like I'm holding headphones to the mic or sound recorders. Like I'm still selling punchlines. Eyes red, cutting drools in the lunch line. With krills in a North Face jacket. I know this an oxymoron, but y'all are straight faggots. Nowadays MCs is hardly rhyming. They must got stage fright like Carly Simon. Your soul pain, stick the knife in your torso pain. Turn around, feed you horse, low man. Man, these whores are so lame. They rock Nirvana shirts in the hood, but they don't know cocaine. Rappers drop their tape free to walk into these label meetings. Singing Rape Me, I'm an escapee. Find me a KP like Utica, Utica, Utica. Saying rhymes, I don't know a thing, therapeutica. From ghetto to ghetto, the backyard to yard, I spit it on soft drums. Or ones that's hard, we just rhyming, 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 just rhyming. From ghetto, to backyard, to yard, marathon bars. Who wants ball with the guards? Just rhyming, 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 just rhyming.
Let me get your dying in order. My mother and father was probably fire and water. I come through the skies and my wild and my wise. Eyes are the window to the soul, no lie. I can look in the mirror, might see an extra dude. On my reflection move, turn niggas vegetable. I could be 10 states away and get next to you. It's odd, but it's hard when the gods start blessing you. Spookiest, the eeriest, wolf so I can smell a bitch on the period. Shit is dead serious. A few ghost writers, an angel and a demon, and some lost souls screaming like the weed, cause I'm fiending. King in my past life, died for my freedom and my Martin and my royalty. Nigga, that's for you to guess. Never been to Budapest, every day's a Buddha fest. I ain't hell real, but niggas know I'm a Ruger rep. My new style and your old true. Breeding in Whole Foods, slow dude, way before Pro Tools. I walked around with a Pro Tool. 38 special year, the ghost was so cruel.
From ghetto to ghetto, the backyard to yard, I spit it on soft drums. On ones that's hard, we just rhyming, 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 just rhyming.
Microphone bully.
From ghetto to ghetto, the backyard to yard, marathon bars. Who wants spar with the guards? Just rhyming,
we just
rhyming,
we just
rhyming.
So turn it up.
Check. Hold the applause, who on the spar? I got the rap for law when I rap the saw. Still doing somersaults with my eyelids, and even with my eyes closed, can't do what I did. No. Still waking up and asking, Lord, can I live? They never liked us, wanna see us up and right, cause I live. Illuminati want me for my mind, soul, and body. Only if these niggas knew they feared the wrong posse, mentally disturbed. A menace to sobriety until I leave this earth. A tenant to society, and which is even worse. I can see the hearse, yeah, parked outside the church. That's my gift and my curse. Shit. I'm on a mission, keep an eye for opposition. Niggas tryna stick a foot in rap position. But Joe, we never hiding. Be ready when you find them. My niggas won't hesitate. Hesitate to escalate, but now we just rhyming.
Know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
Know what I'm
feeling
saying?
Feeling that.
You know what I'm saying? I just cleared my throat a little bit so I don't sound like Nas no more. Word.
He's finding nice, his though. Own voice. Yeah,
he's finding his voice, man. I'm liking what I'm hearing there. We played that track before, and I guess the more I'm hearing it, the more I'm hearing his voice as opposed to the mixture between Nas and Game.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking
no
about.
Shame. But nice, yeah, that man. Was your old Drew. Just Rhyme is the name of the track. It features Styles P, of course, on there,
yeah,
and Joey
Styles.
Badass. And it's produced by this week's special interview guest that we have on the show, Black Milk. Now, I know you.
Black
are
Milk.
You, are you feeling Black Milk nice?
When you drink Black Milk, you have to swallow first.
You should do that as
course,
a drop
man.
For him.
Black Milk, man. Some, like. You know, that's the producer, the MC, you know, it gels well, man, what he does.
Mm.
He's keeping that essence alive, you know what I mean? Which people keep... You know, when someone was typing today, they mentioned on Facebook about, like, oh, when people say hip-hop is dead, they were saying, you know, it's sad because it just proves that they're not really digging deep enough. Like, now there's a lot more shit you got to sift through, but... People like Black Milk are the reason why you can't. There's this stupid
holding
to say hip hop is dead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And
Lefty, even people like Lefty is like they're making quality material that if you dig deep enough, you'll find it and realize that that whole myth of hip hop is dead. Yeah, it was just not selling an album, man. Let's be real. If hip hop was dead, would he be making an album?
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, but people get carried away with this whole hip hop is dead thing. It's like, shut the fuck up,
that's
mother.
Just so tired now. I mean, what we're doing every week on this show kind of
exactly.
thing. Just testify to people how much talent and dedication, the breadth of the community as well. I mean, this week alone, there were so many dope gigs in hip hop gigs in town. Last week, I went to see Pete Rock. That was super fresh. Young Guru was there as well. But
was he?
Yeah. Dude is like, I think he's as tall as the ceiling.
He's like he's levitating, isn't it?
Yeah, he's just levitating. Yeah, he's on that Mysak haze. But
Guru.
Yeah, the Young Guru was there. But it was just amazing hearing Pete Rock going through his catalogue. He did this incredible James Brown set as well, where it was
serious.
Like I felt like I was in a trance listening to these James Brown
So groups. He was DJing, he wasn't performing?
Yeah, it was a DJ set. But then he's like cutting it up like nasty doing this James Brown set, which was just crazy. And then going through all his ill tunes. And then
nice,
to
man.
Hear. And then Young Guru started hosting during his
serious.
Set because he was just so... hype by it, and he's like, there would be he's no like, Young Guru if it wasn't for this guy. This guy's a god, and all that. And you know, and Pete Rock, someone who's still active from making records from you know, Mecca and the Soul Brother. And then to hear like they reminisce, like that is an arc. That is the prime. That's the song that needs to go on the spaceship for the aliens when we want to send examples of what we do as human beings.
What is this thing, hip hop? Yeah, the Earthlings
like
called.
That's yeah, the Moomins. When we send the spaceship to the Moomins, this is the example. And then you have people like Pete Rock, who are still active now. He produced that track, that ill joint this year for Touré called Get Down. I'm addicted to that jam. So yeah, all of that talk is just nonsense. You were at the MOP show last week, which I was pretty jealous.
Man, I thought I was scared, I lost my voice. I think I had a gig the next day or something. I had to use my voice for something the next day, I can't remember what. But I was scared because I was like, shit, did I fuck it up?
Did you
I was hosting.
Too much?
Yeah, man, it was amazing. It's like, I'm telling you, MOP, like, I say to people, the shit is like steroids. If you want to work out, if you're not motivated to work out, put on some MOP and you will go in. Like, you'll feel it the next day, put it that way. You're going to feel a hardcore workout. They came on and just tore the place down. It was in Scala, King's Cross. It was packed in there, but I ain't gonna lie, it was kind of weird because it felt like some of the people there were just like a walk-in crowd. You
they
know,
didn't
like,
know what they were signing
up
for.
Yeah, if you think about it, it's Saturday night in King's Cross, Scala. You know, there's not always a hip hop night going on there. It might be like
a
garage night.
It
yeah,
could
whatever.
No, it could be heavy metal.
So it felt like there was a hen night in there. Let me put it
wicked.
That way.
I love it.
I was like, right, you're gonna get married. She's
that's
like,
what
yeah.
I want for
you
my
come
hen
see
night.
MOP. She's like, yeah, but I don't think she understood what I said when I said MOP. Maybe she thought I said, I think I'm gonna go pee, and she's like, yeah, I don't know. But it was crazy. So there were people in there that might not have known who they were until they heard
crazy.
And it was just like, oh shit. They did Put It In The Air. Shit where you're just like, oh my days. Moshing. People were, there was like the hen night was all moshing.
I love it.
Bruv, it
the
was
power
crazy.
Of
and I ended up at the front. Imagine me in the of front, course. My shiny forehead in the front row. Screaming at Billy Dan. He's looking at me like, who's this shiny forehead nigga?
I'm so gutted that I missed it.
I brought a couple friends from training came along and they were just like, man. Like, so, thank you so much.
Were they hip hop people or?
Yeah. Semi hip hop. One of them was definite, like, he knew who MOP was. The other guy didn't really know, but he was just like, man, thank you. My man was moshing out.
Wicked.
Yeah, he was all trying to get dudes in jujitsu strangleholds and shit.
Like,
I was like, bro, calm down,
time.
Down.
Yeah. It's not a real fight.
Yeah. I was like, calm down, down. That's the only thing, is rolling with them lot, though. They're always ready to fight. Like, they're always like, yeah, what are you doing?
Any
I was like, bro, yeah. But it was amazing, man. And, I just think, like, if you're into hip-hop music, you know, and you like hardcore hip-hop music, but you're a bit scared to go out, go to an MOP concert. Because with them, they're hardcore dudes, but they give you a show. It's not like...
A show.
It's not like 500 people on stage, you know, all behind them with mics, everyone screaming. It's not. It's them two and Lazy Lays on
show.
The decks.
I love that.
And they give you
legacy.
A proper... There's bits where you're like, you think they're messing around, like... You know, you think they've fucked it up or something, and they just go back into the tune. You're like, oh, shit. Like, they rehearse their shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. The shit was inspiring, man.
I love those guys. So even though I missed the MOP show, unfortunately, so I had to go and do another show myself, but I was like, actually, I think I'd rather have just been at the MOP show. But yeah, no, but who I did see this weekend was, this last week, was Brack Milk. Performing live. He did a show with his band, Nat Turner. And it was also... opening for them were Ezra Collective, who were on our last show. So definitely check that out on the website foodbarradio.com/hip-hop. But yeah, like I was just excited because I remember first hearing this name Nat Turner pop up associated with Black Milk, and I was like, who is Nat Turner? Who is this dude? Is it a woman? Is it a guy? But then, if you don't know who
Nat Turner
is,
with the burner.
Yeah, go and Wikipedia that guy, because he is an OG too. And that's what I love about Black Milk, to pick a name to call his band someone after someone like Nat Turner. You know, this is spreading the knowledge, like how we were talking with about Ali earlier. But yes, Black Milk was doing shows across Europe. I caught the set that he did at Boiler Room alongside Ezra Collective. And then right after the set, I had a chat with him, and I was asking him about the tours and how many dates they had gone through, because it had really been pretty epic. So check this out. This is Black Milk chatting to me the other day in London.
Oh man, it was about, I think about 20 at least 20.
Back to back days.
Yeah, damn near. We only had like two off days. You know what I'm saying? This whole run, so it's been a lot of back to back, a lot of flights. You know, craziness. It's the normal thing.
Exactly, that's a normal day at the office. And then it all culminated in this evening with the band. What was it we just witnessed here?
Yeah, well, yeah, y'all just witnessed Nat Turner, you know, the band, my guys, Ab, Malik Hunter, Zeb Horton, you know what I'm saying? Those are the three dudes that play with me. And, yeah, we just got it in. Boiler Room invited us to play. So I've done a couple Boiler Rooms in the past, but they were like more electronic, just beat sets, you know, just me playing my production. So this time I got a chance to, you know, showcase the band and our live, you know, giving people a taste of what they would get if they came to Black Milk Nat Turner live show. But that and more, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
No, it was very, very, it exceeded my expectation. Because, you know, often you hear a lot of hip-hop artists, they're like, okay, now I'm doing the live band thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, coming from a live music background, you know, sometimes it's painful that it doesn't quite hit the point. But these guys, how did you pull all these guys together?
Well, my keyboard is Ab. He's been with me since, like, 2008, 2009. I met him when I was working on an album called Tronic, and he was helping me with a lot of stuff like production and singing on different hooks. And, you know, I was working with a lot of live musicians at that time on that album. So that's when I kind of decided that I wanted to take what we was doing in the studio to the live stage. And Ab, he kind of helped me assemble the band, you know what I'm saying? So back then it was just me, him, and the drummer, you know, and a DJ. So, and then like later on, like around 2011, 2010, we kind of reassembled the band again, and that's when we came with Nat Turner, the Nat Turner Band. So yeah, and we've been rocking out ever since. So yes, a minute, and our chemistry has just been building since then. So yeah.
It's been fire, honestly. You really captured something live tonight. Just the energy was exceptional. And is this going to be the direction that you're moving in, more the live music setting, or are you still going to be programming beats too?
Well, I mean, shit, I've been in a live music setting, you know what I'm saying, to tell you the truth. Like, I've been incorporating, you know, live music with my stuff since, like I say, since around 2008, 2009. So that's about what?
You're clocking up years now.
Yeah, I'm trying to calculate it down. I don't even want to say how many years that is. I'm old. But yeah, so I've been doing that for a while. And so yeah, it's nothing new. Like I say, we've been building our chemistry up, me and those guys, for a minute. So, you know, we really don't get a chance to rehearse a lot because we live in different cities. So, but those guys are so great at what they do, is they just make my job easier. So yeah.
Tell me about the Rebellion Sessions.
Oh, the Rebellion Sessions. Well, yeah, that was a project that I felt like I needed to do, because, like I say, all of these years they've been playing with me, but we never had anything officially on wax, you know what I'm saying? So after a lot of the shows, people used to ask me, like, they'd come to the merch table, like, yo, where can I get what I just heard on stage? So we would never have anything. So I decided, like, we needed to meet up, you know, for about a week. We was in the studio for a week, and we just kind of jammed out. Just recorded as much as we could in that week's time, and there you have it. The Rebellion Sessions came out of it. So yeah, and I love how the project came out, and yeah, it was fun. So now we just, like, it's great to have some original music with the band that we put down on wax that we can now do live, and also do my, like, rap solo hip hop stuff, and, you know, combine it all together. So yeah, it's fun.
You're a name that I think is synonymous with Detroit. How does the D factor into all the music that you're creating at the moment, this live-based stuff and the studio projects?
I mean, it's hard to say because people ask me that question, and I just tell them, like, I really never calculate, you know, my next move or what I'm doing or you know what I'm saying, or what I'm going to, you know, experiment with next. Is just, it's like, it's all natural for me. It's like whatever I feel in the moment. So, you know, and like I say, me being from Detroit and growing up around certain things and hearing certain types of music and being in a certain environment, you know, it's kind of, it's also natural for me to, like, want to experiment with all these different sounds and styles of music, because all of that stuff is around, from, you know, of course, the Motown stuff and the electronic techno scene, you know what I'm saying? Then you go the hip hop scene. And so all of that, the rock stuff, you know, all of that
jazz.
Is just, yeah, jazz. All of that is, like, hearing all of that stuff, gospel, you know what I'm saying? Growing up hearing all of that is just kind of a part of me. So, you know, people kind of always ask me, like, man, you know, you into this and into that and into that. But like I say, it's not calculated. It's just how I kind of grew up musically.
Yeah. It's spoiled to be, you know, it's submerged in such a city. Like, it's a trip how many different music movement, how influential Detroit has been, you know. It trips me out. But what about on the hip-hop front? I was really feeling the track that you did recently with your old Drew.
That beat was
nasty. Like, literally, I played that about 5 times in a row from when I first heard it. What kind of projects and collaborations are coming?
Stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? I've been, like, this year and the next year, you know, in the future, I'm trying to do more collaborations with artists that's not, you know what I'm saying? Well, I wouldn't say that's not from Detroit, but I should say collaborations with artists that people wouldn't expect me to collaborate with, MCs and rappers, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times, most of my production is either with myself or people that's in my circle, my musical circle. So it's cool to, like, do a track like you just mentioned with, have your old Drew, which is, you know, ridiculous lyricist, and have Styles P, you know what I'm saying, legendary, you know what I'm saying, and then have somebody from the, you know, the new class, Joey Badass, come through and kill us. So that was like, I love that track. I love the way that track came out. So I want to do, you know, hopefully you will. Now you definitely will be hearing more stuff like that in the near future, man. So yeah.
Yeah, no, I've actually got to give you a high five for that track. Seriously, it was just nasty. It was one of those screw face kind of tracks. But what's next then? Like you say, you're going straight back to the States tomorrow after the set you've just done tonight at Boiler Room. Like, what's going to be happening when you get home?
Man, a little bit of sleep, as much as I possibly can, because we start the U.S. tour like in 2 weeks. So I'm not gonna have a lot of time to chill. But
the same setup as this.
Yeah. Me and the band. You know, the whole tour is called the Rebellion Tour. You know what I'm saying? So we've, like I said, we started the first leg of the Rebellion Tour out here. So U.S. next, and then we might do some Canada dates. Then, you know, we might end the whole tour. Probably like in the end of the year back in Europe. We might come back and do cities that we didn't do this time. So yeah, man, it's just a lot of touring this year. You know what I'm saying? Just a lot of touring and, you know, working the album. And, you know, I might have some collabs and some singles and some leaks here and there. You know, I might have a small project. I'm trying to get this project out this year called Glitches in the Break, Volume 2. I had put out an EP called Glitches in the Break, Volume 1, like in 2014. So I'm trying to put Volume 2 out this year. So that, some singles, shows. That's what my year's made up for the rest of the year. So.
Already booked up. You know what I'd be curious to hear from you is collaborating with another producer. Have you got any aspirations to do anything like that in the future?
Man, hell yeah, man. It's a lot of producers that, that I enjoy, the music I enjoy. I think one of the first kind of cat that come to mind that I really dig right now is a cat like K Tronada. Like, I really love his production. Like, it's really next level. It's fresh, but it still has the feeling, like, it has like that, just that feeling of like kind of the, I don't want to say old school, but it kind of
soulful.
Yeah, it just had a yeah, it has a soulful and a funkiness to it, man. Yeah. So, and I love that, because you really don't get that feeling in a lot of electronic music, you know what I'm saying? So he's one of those cats, he's one of the few cats that knows how to do the up-tempo shit but still keep that life, that soul and funk there. So yeah, he's one of the cats I really dig right now.
Dope. And then finally, just one final question. Just in this last 12 months, we've like suddenly lost a lot of soldiers, you know, even across genres, when you're thinking of Prince or Maurice White or Five Dog, you know. And it's like, how are we going to make sure that these legacies still are out there? It's not just something that ends up trending on Twitter for that week, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about the internet. It's the gift and the curse, and you can't really do nothing about it. It's just the beast, you know, the nature of the beast right now. But I think, you know, like the artists you just mentioned, they already laid down their legacy and their history, musical history. So I feel like they're living legends, and they were going to be good even before, you know what I'm saying? You know, they were legends before they even passed, man. But unfortunately, that's what happened. But their legacy will live on, man. And I think people like me, other artists that's, you know, that love their music, you know, the fans that love their music, just got to keep, you know, playing their music and keeping the mentality as an artist, like, you know, going out of your way to progress and just do better as an artist and keep creating. So yeah, that's all you need.
Yeah, for every pair of lines I spit, I leave you paralyzed and bent, so clear a path. If you're not parallel to my paragraphs, apparently if they say I'm better than you, there's no reason for me to put myself on the pedestal. Moving forward ahead of you, like you riding a bike and you can't move till the pedals do. Nobody teams comparable, niggas falling so fast they need to pull the strings on the parachute. So stop the comparisons and get buried up under America's soil. We can start with the letter U. S, food for thought, thought for fools. When niggas will take a life for the jewels and the pair of shoes. The hood is out for dollar signs. We trade the heaven skies for a slice of the devil's pie. Tried to make it my downfall, but see, all I know is the tall audience's applause for the curtain calls. All the best now is spitting the truth. Why? Use a letdown like convertible roofs. I see the mic and murder the booth. Now, killing shit precise like a snipe that's on top of the roof. Ha!
You love my style, cause I'm not what you used to. Caught in the matrix. It's out of hand how the man got ya. In my danger field like Rodney. You love my style, cause I'm not what you used to. Caught in the matrix. It's out of hand how the man got ya. In my danger field, yeah.
Four finger ring rap, sling slang, Pharaoh the flow's good. You couldn't hang if you was Ving Rhames and Rosewood. Couldn't string together some shows if hoes would sing together with soul for you in the UK with the dough's good. I'm Billy Joel, I'm really soul, Mike. Dust off some red vinyl that's really old. And chop drums on a roll while I'm shotgun with a wireless NBC 4000. I got one, I bomb cruise, I'm hot. I'm cool, the Top Gun, but not the Fonz of Tom Cruise I got. A pool of lyrical warning shots that you shouldn't respond to. Like pant legs around the ankles of hipsters. I'm tight, paint a more visual picture than Pixar. Get more skull and skeletal or rip fuel. While y'all bite like parasites and pit bulls.
You love my style, cause I'm not what you used to. I'm caught in the matrix. It's out of hand how the man got ya. In my danger field like Rodden. You love my style, cause I'm not what you used to. I'm caught in the matrix. It's out of hand how the man got ya.
It go punch, shoot, stab, kill. Smoke this, sniff that, nigga pass the pills. Niggas rapping about daffodils. Tree hugger, that's when the gat slap your grill. Pete mug ya, my defense offense. Offense nonsense. Drunk with the koofy on, praying to a law bend. Clark Kent with the glasses off. Power fucking Lois Lane cause her ass is off. Crip tonight, but I'm a blood today. Latin king tomorrow, keep it caliente. I send Spanish niggas to visit your label. Ref on me hand day and take your digital cable. The guard hard body, I ain't physically able. To test me, I'm Jet Li, this whipping is fatal. Blast sketch, y'all niggas past sex. Acting like a boss, get lost, what up, X?
You love my style, cause I'm not what you used to. Caught in the matrix. It's out of hand how the man got ya.
You're in my danger field like Rodney.
You love my style, cause I'm not what you used to. Caught in the matrix. It's out of hand how the man got ya.
You're in my danger. You're in my danger field. Danger field. Danger field.
What up, people? It's Black Milk shouting out Sarah Love. Y'all checking out My Stiggy. Y'all know what it is. Detroit, what up? Peace.
It sounds like they don't know. What the fuck is a My Stiggy, man?
I know, I could be making them say anything. Yeah. I'm going to try that. But yes, that was Black Milk. Of course, that track was The Matrix from the Tronic album. That jam features Pharoah Monch and Sean Price. Rest in peace. They did a live version of that at the show too, which was really, really cool. The set was really nice as well. And then it was making me remember Random Acts too.
Oh, man.
I did want to play something from Random Acts. That was the group that was Guilty Simpson, Sean Price, and Black Milk. Dr. Alm, of course, you've seen Black Milk produced for Nuff Cats from Royce the 5'9 to Elside. Like, yeah, such an ill catalogue. And it was just ill to see the live band, too, because you can imagine that, you know, there's much more exciting things to come in the future.
That must be crazy, man. And they're all playing your beats live, you know, like, and he's getting to really direct them as well, like no, this needs to sound like that or that. That must be amazing, man.
So you could see he was having fun doing it as well. So yes, if you missed any of that interview, or if you missed us talking to Big Daddy Kane earlier in the show, or you missed us chatting to Lefty, make sure you hit up foodbarradio.com/hiphop. We bring you all that good business right here every Monday 4 till 6 p.m. with me, Sarah Love, and the one and only
My Sack Hayes. That's right, My Sack, all up in your ears, ladies.
And earlier earlier we were talking about gigs and that you guys have to hit up crowdfunder.co.uk/save-silver-bullet because that's a dope live venue in London, in Finsbury Park, and they've been threatened to be turned into some bougie BS trendy nonsense.
Spot.
Yeah, it's
burgers
like burger and lobster nonsense.
Oh,
and it's just like, just get lost.
With that shit with that horse meat burger in your...
Yeah, if we want horse meat, we'll go Asda. So, yeah, they were... you definitely go sign the petition. And I think they're saying now we've got... because they've seen all of the support in the petition, the venue might be able to keep its license. So
it's
go
got
and
to,
support
man.
That.
Silver Bullet's one of the only few venues now where I think, like, you know, hip-hop is getting... played nearly every week. Like there's some form of promotion going on that's putting on an event that, you know, cats can perform at.
Yeah, and that's also why I like them, because a lot of venues you deal with in London, they're not very welcoming to hip hop.
Yeah,
people,
and when I say that,
I
just mean like a venue 200 to 300 capacity. You know, something that's not too big, but they'll still accept some of these rugged ass mother lovers that come out to the shows and that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not everywhere.
They embrace us.
Yeah, they embrace us and don't treat us like we're vandals and, you know, all we do is just walk around in our own shit. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're civilized people as well. And you gotta go remember
that. We have hearts and feelings and everything.
Shout out to Silver Bullet, man. Hopefully we can keep them alive and there'll be a lot more shows going on there. Shout out to K Knight. He said he's locked in. Shout out to Base Six, also locked in. Shout out to Javid Moore. Easy DJ Pogo.
D Life are locked into the show. DJ Brooksy locked in as well. Keep your messages coming through to us on Twitter at FUBAR Radio. And you can email us to hiphop@fubarradio.com as well.
That's speaking right,
again. And there's never shortage of hip hop shows, too, when we're talking, when idiots say of this hip hop is dead thing, which I just hate even repeating that.
Yeah.
But this week, it's all about EPMD on tour in the UK.
Where are they going to be?
I know. So in London, well, I know they're doing them in Manchester at Sound Control. Yes, at Sound Control. I was tempted to head up to that. That's in New Wakefield Street, so check that out. And in London, they're here on the 9th, and that's at Brooklyn Bowl. So
on the 9th?
Yeah.
Four!
No. Oh, well, that'll make us even, because I missed MOP.
Triple, quadruple...
Do the scientific checks on this. Yes, but that's EPMD. That I love EPMD. Like, they're some of my favourite, like, just the look of them, the sound of them, the whole aura. It's just hip-hop straight up. They're one of my favourite hip-hop duos when we're talking about MOP earlier as well, you know. So, for me, that's a show that cannot be missed. So, make sure you check out if they are coming to a town near you, EPMD in the UK.
And I'm going to be there because I'm here on June the 9th, bitches and bitchettes.
Yeah, so my Sat K's might even make an appearance there too.
If you see the shine, the bling off the forehead, you know who that is. If the eyes look like they are from East Asia and the forehead looks like it's from Mars somewhere, that's right, my Sec Hayes is in the building, mother lovers.
So be prepared.
That alien forehead out there.
But we're still taking care of you until 6 p.m. Coming up next,
we got Witness MC and Ill May. He's got a whole bunch of mother lovers with him by the name of Ill May, Gambit, Detect, Jesus, Jux.
They're barely fitting into the green room, these dudes.
Doc Voodoo.
It's like
I don't
green
even
room
know.
Is bursting.
You know what I mean? It's about to be another whole nother dimension. Like, we're about to open portals up in here, so...
yeah, to tend to the aliens, the Moomins.
I said portals, not portaloos. But anyway.
So keep it locked right here. We love to hear from you guys, so hit us up too. It's all about hip-hop right here, FUBAR Radio. Keep it locked. Got some brand new Sony Jim coming up after this too.
FUBAR Radio presents...
Tom Brown and Hugh Joseph.
You've had to... maybe being really, really shit scared of something, and then you just had to do it anyway.
Magic mushrooms?
Perfect. What a fucking perfect example.
Peer pressure is a bitch, man, you know.
What happened?
Fucking crazy.
Was it so
fucking crazy.
Was it amazing?
Shit coming alive. Fucking walls moving. Thinking you're gonna die. Heart palpitations.
Oh god,
I can feel my heart.
Ah, shit. I don't mean pumping. Like, I can actually feel it. Like my hands got in my chest.
Every Tuesday,
Tom Brown and Hugh Joseph,
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
I'm in the new BM, bumping brand Nubian, cue up Peng in the super slim.
The exclusive, elusive prince. Excuse my French, I cop the Peruvian and rock the Cuban link, kid tuck the dookie in. I'm the born again Oakland pimp, I exalted in a golden mink. Bitch wildin' off the leash like a Doberman. Prince of Zamunda when I preach from a podium. Bureaucrat, dabbing this imported hash. Got here by water raft, now we eat the soft shell tempura crap. The Belvedere on ice, the blueberry pie. Too weird to live, too rare to die. Take a look at Shorty, she say she loved my story. And if I get nicked, she'll cover for me. Life is hunky-dory, I'm in the German whip, something sporty. Hit a lick and send some money to my Uncle Paulie. I'm powerlifting till the album's finished. For now it's all about the vegetables and salmon fillets. I'm a gambler fam, I do it how my daddy did it. And this is hometown family business. Trees are twisted like Nana Cherry. Talking 80-20 with a dime that's down the dike, it out like Katy Perry. She'd been good since the day she met me. Life is good, I blaze the Henry while she made spaghetti.
Life is a gamble, we scramble for money. I might crack a smile, but ain't a damn thing funny. My theme is all about making the green, living up in luxury. Push your fat lips and lift the comfort. Life is a gamble, we scramble for money. I might crack a smile, but ain't a damn thing funny. My theme is all about making the green, living up in luxury.
In distress, I'm just another manic that's depressed. Smoking cannabis to cancel out my stress. My hoes are saying I'm a mess. Counting money, no, I'm caring less. Doing chowder while the Xanax getting pressed. I'm just a trap nigga rapping, known to make it happen. Mr. Foy started asking questions, started clapping. The captain of the pirate ship, been on this wildest shit. Half these faggots need a motherfucking stylist. Same mouth for 3 weeks, I probably got more in my pockets than your album did, you motherfuckers counterfeit. Don't need an ounce, I need a pound of it. Shopping for hammers, think about what type of rams to get. Our problems ain't the same, a product of the gang. Counting change, fuck a hoe, don't even know a name. The devil don't sleep, and neither do I. Never do speak, cause nigga I'm high. Ready to die, like Christopher Wallace. We pitching that product, you niggas is watchers. Got coppers for coppers, if it's about money then holler. Nigga, nigga, yeah you know that it's dollar. Said, if it's about money then holler. Nigga.
Life is a gamble, we scramble for money. I might crack a smell, but ain't a damn thing funny. My theme is all about making the green, living up in luxury. Push your fat lips and lift the comfort. Life is a gamble, we scramble for money. I might crack a smell, but ain't a damn thing funny. My theme is all about making the green, living up in luxury. Push your fat lips.
Sonny Jim, the track's
exclusive, yeah?
It's exclusive. You know how, that's how
yeah,
I
just
roll.
Is there, you know, a length of time you took to say yeah, brand? Yeah. Like, it must be exclusive.
It must be exclusive.
There's extra 3 seconds in there.
Yeah, that track's called Scramble featuring Dash. It's from his album Mud in the Malbec, which is due to be released on the 24th of this month on Dope Records. And it's produced by Sonny Jim, actually, himself, that tune. And Sonny Jim is going to be guesting on the show with us in a couple of weeks, so make sure you keep it locked.
You better bring that Mud in the Malbec, boy. Let's have a party up
I
in here.
I think that's a given. Hey. I don't think you need to remind
Sharon,
him.
Sharon will be like, yes, yeah, anyway.
Yeah, what was I saying again?
Like, radio. I love you guys, man. Like,
yeah,
you guys,
honestly.
No, honestly.
I'll get even more loved up than usual. But yes, so keep it locked to foodbarradio.com because we bring you all that good live hip-hop business. And right now, we're joined by our super talented MCs for this week's open mic.
We got Witness MC in here with Ill Made, which consists of
Detect.
Gambit MC. Jux
come
MC.
Close to the microphone for me Jux so we're MC, hearing
Jux
you.
Jux the MC.
And then we got Dr. Voodoo, who's my mate.
From Union 731.
Yeah, oh, so the rest of you like ain't mates then? Is that what you're trying to
say? No, we're mates. We're mates up in here. We know these guys.
We're all pals.
Wicked, man. What are you lot saying? You good?
Yeah, we're good.
Fantastic.
Go by the name of Dr. Voodoo, a.k.a. Shemron the Almighty, and I represent Unit 731, Illbreed Coalition.
Illbreed Coalition.
The last member.
Are you the last member? Do you remember Theo when Theo came in from Hoochie Noo? mm-hmm. And they were doing a fundraiser for one of the guys, which was from
Carnage, we both played there, from
Ilbury Coalition. So this is a good link up, man, I'm telling you.
Definitely.
Where do all you guys hail from?
We're from Bournemouth.
BHBH.
Originally. Hold on, don't we have someone else?
Yeah, Jungle Brown originally from Bournemouth.
Yeah. And Mozik as well. Cosm. Shouts out to L Plate. Shouts out to Inner Method Records.
Man, you got coming London and taking over.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I like that, man. I like that.
The Bournemouth takeover.
All right.
And yeah, so what, like, what kind, how have you guys gotten your start in hip hop? Where's it? How did you all come to get together?
Started 10 years ago. I mean, I met this guy, Detect MC. We met at a festival, started working on an album, and more recently, we linked up with Jukestar. Yep. And it's been a collaborative thing for a while, and we've been working on an album, the Belladonna LP. It's just.
Yeah, right now on Bandcamp, baby.
It's just dropped.
So, what's it called? Say that again.
The Belladonna LP.
Belladonna.
Yeah.
Why is it called Belladonna?
Well, it has a mixture of meanings. It's like a poisonous alkaloid.
Poisonous flower.
Yeah. And it also means beautiful woman. So, it has a lot of meanings, you know what I mean? It's kind of like.
Someone probably took the poison. and there's a porn star. Ugly chick. Yo, she's Belladonna.
Hey, there's a porn star as well called Belladonna. Shouts out to her. We didn't realize that.
Well, yeah, you might get a little endorsement. So that's out at the moment.
That's out right now.
You can get that on Bandcamp, and you can get that on parts of it on SoundCloud as well. That's like £5 to buy, or you can get some other albums as well on the Bandcamp for free as well. We've got some free downloads up on there.
And what's the Bandcamp quickly?
It's Inner Method Records.
Inner Method.
Yeah, on Bandcamp. So if you check that, it's cool.
And then Witness, what's going on with you?
Yeah, we've got Defected Section released our EP, our debut EP, Life's Too Short, on One Line Sounds, Bandcamp, and that's just 50p. It's a 5-track EP.
What?
We've got production.
10p a track?
Yeah, we've got
10p a track.
It is indeed.
Why 50p?
Well, it was supposed to be free download, and then we ran out of free downloads, so therefore...
You need some P,
right? Serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a limit on that shit, man.
Yeah.
There's a limit on freeness.
There actually is.
Bandcamp?
Yeah.
Wow. Bro, I didn't know that.
They need to make a bit of P.
No, it's true. They do need to, but still, it's a bit like, right, brother, I just want to put this shit out there. They'll be like, yeah, go fuck off that pip then, bro. So what, when did that come out?
Couple weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, maybe. I don't remember the release date.
And when you say we...
me and Brad Slade.
Brad Slade.
Brad was commenting on the old... I saw him.
He's about, man. He's about everywhere. Big up Brad Slade.
Facebook. You know what I mean? I saw him at the local and he was saying, big up Witness. So smash it up. That's what it's like, though, isn't it?
It's like a pub that...
We don't even really... meet each other, but
no one knows where it is.
I'm an old digital bevy, mate. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like me, react, go on, mate. Repost it if you can as well, mate. So, Doc, what are you doing with Witness then? You producing stuff for him, or
no? We got together a while back and worked on a couple of tunes together and just went off from there. So, we represent the same crew as well, the
Unit 731,
and that's it. So, he said he was coming down today. I linked.
And you was like, yeah, brother, I got your back.
That's it.
I like hearing that, man. Yeah. That's what I like to see. Have you lot got shows coming up this season? We got festival season.
I don't have much coming up show-wise, no, but I'm looking to start work on a debut album soon.
Oh, wicked.
So that's where my focus will be going into.
So you make beats as well, right?
I don't make beats.
I make beats.
Beats? It's Witness. Okay, sorry. You're the one with the MC on the end of your name, but you make beats
as well.
I
still make beats as well.
You got to put Witness producer whenever you're... You know what I mean? Just in case. Cause
Witness
you don't
Pete.
Witness Pete. Nice. So you lot, you know, when we get MCs like you lot in, we need to showcase what's going on. We need to let the world know what the fuck is going on.
You
got to make sure... We get you lot on the open mic.
Thank you very much.
Are you man ready?
Yeah, of course. Every time.
You look ready. You look like, I see. There's all twitches. I see you in the hands all twitching. It's like, shit. They're about to go in.
Yes.
This week's beast is produced by who, Sarah? Who have we got?
It is Vice Beats.
Vice Beats.
Is our guest producer this week.
Oh, that's nice, man. So, producers, remember, if you want to get your beats on the open mic here at FUBAR Radio, just hit us up. Make sure it says beats for open mic in the subject. hiphop@fubarradio.com. MCs, of course, if you want to get up here and get on the open mic like these lot, hiphop@fubarradio.com, and let us hear your music first of all, because you know what I mean. We have to sift. We got we got to make sure. We got to represent this show right. We've made a couple mistakes in the past.
We
ain't going to let that happen again. So yo, we got Ill Made.
So let's do this, yes.
All right.
Get into some open mic action.
Come on, B.
Witness MC, Dr. Yo. Voodoo.
Listen.
What are you saying?
Yo. Yo. Let's get back to neck snapping in the manner of this hack of break. Put a faster shame when I'm strapping up my dagger blaze. Roger straight, but now I gotta lash the flames till the man in name carries weight like I'm Kathy Bates. You cats are lame. Up on stage and limping off like a crippled god, just bit a song, but you ripped it off. You're always biting like the teeth of little tots. You trying to find a sense in the world, but what a quit you've got. You little dicks are soft, spitting out your nitty slop. You think it's hot, but it's not like the winter frost. Like dirt on my shirt, I'ma flip him off. Fingers held aloft with the middle point in the gods. We killed it off before you got your bars in. Like I'm liquor copping from another till my liver flop. Prissy dick and stop. Watch this man be swinging the hatchet, bringing it fastest into the back of all the fakes and lyrical actors thinking it's madness. I could be switching the villainy banters. All of the fat is written in canvas like in the winning pack of it maxing. I've been in the practice, busy with ripping a million miles to give him a star when any get town that's found about within the atlas. Quit the whack shit. Why the fuck you blowing sloppy dope for cocky dopey nobbies? I forgot a hope to stop me. Raining terror with the bars like a Rothschild. I'm just proper vile with my like a jock bow.
Witness MC, what?
Yo,
Dr. Voodoo, what are you saying?
Listen. Check it.
Hey.
I come prepared like Siamese twins, best to share this, so I leave you scared stiff like the end of the Blair Witch. I bring that rare spit like Martians on Earth. You should have been discarded like retarded Spartans at birth. Mm. Think I'm harsh with words, thing is I mean this. I'm so competitive, I pray for cancer just to beat it. Crushing Egypt with a pyramid from Egypt. Consider me apocalypse, god of telekinesis. Boggle the mind of a horrible swine, swallowing bottles of wine and wandering into the forest of time. Lost in the night to the horrors that lie dormant. Oxygen rises, now the monsters require organs. Born of red matter and constantly developing. I'm meditating temples at a rate where you'd be hemorrhaging. Age of the Nephilim, it's evident that like alien races, my menacing brain embraces intelligence.
Yo,
fuck these amateur rappers, flipping angular patterns as planned and practically passive. This rap is a practice to snap your semantics and backpack to Atlantis. People think they mad Max in a packet, a slip you anthrax in a napkin, a hang. Cats in my canvas and pranks, lacking attraction. My fangs fracture your actions, too fantastic to fathom. The phantom vanishing, these mannequins, sparely managing. And Alice, Marion, Addis, and Mary's maiden, they're marinating. Made it apparent, it's a parody for profit in boxes. Whether you were posh or you were just coaching a college, you gotta be on it. So I'm eating all my sausage and omelette, I'm watching your promise. When you said you ordered the knowledge and nonchalant, while you sitting and sobbing, sitting your coffin, head nodding, cause the beats thing were a problem. We prominent prophets never bother. Yeah, you never clocking or stopping. It's like,
how the fuck does he take a
sausage
and omelette? Hey yo, Gavin, what you saying?
Yo, let's get him, yeah?
It was made in the house.
Alright, these are high times to call it stone to approve. There's no dough in the system, give a loan to the youth. It's all hope and resistance, they was prone to abuse. Holding a zoo, eyes red, trying to focus on truths. A roll for the booth, sky high calling home for the shoot. The white lines had to cut it for few, so they open up their eyes, which was blind to the truth. They was working 9 to 5, grab a pint and just snooze. This time they could choose. So we did, we went and linked up with the cartel. Hook, line and sinker got them biting like a barbell. Sniff, line and drink up, they still living but they can't tell. Then it's too late, these man are living too vague, whipping up like souffles in the land of the power. They conform and then produce hate. My man, I fling an arrow, leave you thinking for a few days. Don't wanna tangle when the tune plays or hear how you move weight and who's great and who's here. Nuclear, new spots appear. Who's hot this year? I'm too cold to care, but I'm still aware. They wanna blame like Millie Vanilli. I'm just the illy from the Millie, but the peas in the kitty for real. Guys sold up for a lover, they deal. We got a couple of peak road and they're ready to chill. I got the beat on the MP, ready to fill. This is progression set in stone. And still, that's how I feel. Like recession's betting high with the bill. They say there's nil. Another brother claiming that he's real. It's this science experimenting with that to a pill. His face wide, grab the mic and just get ready to kill. It's Ill Made. Yeah.
Jilksy, what are you saying? Jilks MC.
Ill Made in full effect. Let's get him. Yo.
How we go?
Yo. Look, yo, I check the mic like 1, 2, 1, 2. The jokester man, he's swinging through with the skeleton crew. Clutching the cannibal and in the upper happily brew. Plus I deliver message of truth, what's the pack in the zoo? You know, Jux is the entity, there ain't no fucking end to me. A scholar training street physics and ghetto chemistry. Use a hallucinogenic medic to replenish me. So I can target rappers using black magic energy. I travel the galaxy, construct astral analogies on daily basis. Defeat that current state of stasis, magistrate cases. The judge is trying to tell me where my place is. I turn the other cheek, I pump my brakes, I tighten
setting lasers and begin to terraform. New interstellar dawn, flows and formula, strictly vibrations I've been riding on. Seen your true intention, tell me what the fuck you hiding from. Allow me to guide you through the darkness, see the lights are off. Yo, you see the lights are off.
I'm just one close shave away from being Bruce Willis. Who is this dude hitting boots like a sleuth, spilling through lyrics set on proving that the shoes fitting gruesome. His dude stays harsher than a bat on a weed. Amateur knees get clashed when I speak. You can stay there stacking your peas. It couldn't matter to me. Like that attitude to Cameron's tax. I'm on the populace. It's obvious I'm on it till I'm topping this. I'm twice as white as woe, twice the danger. Cooking in the lab is the grind I favour. Underground set the blind side fakers. Understand they don't make the slice like sabers. I'm a danger, set to shock the listeners. When I drop it on them, it's like bombing onto Syria. Often acting rotten, singing garbage like I'm Dillinger. Intellect superior for an idiotic villager. Witty's on a sinning spree, sick if you're feeling me. If you wizard G, it really doesn't mean shit to me, literally. I ain't switching the grip with the kiddies, the teens, skinniest jeans. Cribbling me to grin and fitting, I can think of a free. I'll stick with sticking in me, cause I had the feeling need to front. Like these bastard bastards acting up like schizophrenia. To sleep on us, you'd have to self-induce. The coma is food bar to you, sets fumes to a stoner. Yo,
Dr. Voodoo, what are you saying, bro?
Dr. Voodoo, I'm the former of light, the night walker. Look up and see the orb in the sky, defy order. With my proportion of size, I can metamorphosize and form swords with my mind. Torture is fine, I find force when it's tournament time. The author of divine thoughts writes the morbidest rhymes, haunted inside like an orphan kid born into lies. Lord of disguise, like a sorcerer distorting your eyes. I'm like the four horsemen combined. I'll serve a raw portion of your organs to Christ. I'm pure awesome like absorption of life and quite fortunate. I never get exhausted on mics. The source of my might lies deep within its warrior pride. My scorpion strikes, notorious, leaving corneas fried. Follow the flying saucer that's bright and discover how to alter underwater portal designs.
Jeez. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you are in tune to Food Bar Radio. Yeah. This is the hip hop show. Vice on the beat. Detect what you say, bro.
Yo, hit them with the ill of verbal method. Today in a nervous wreckage with the skill I'm serving essence. Never learning lessons from your cursed events. Just shits adjacent to what the vermin reference. Soft like herbal essence, think your words are weapons. But you worst offenders in the circuit bending. Didn't have to mention in a method descending. Attention mending the sentence. You vent in aggression. This pressure's so precious. The mess with your head is infected. The best of your destined. The best are investments. Next in regression. Next to the terrorist, quoting McKenna. Just trying to get it together. Endeavor to better yourself by being better than everyone else. But you still can't sleep when you're sitting in this hell. When there's no clear vision of the future in the present, where there's madness like we're lost in transit. No way to tell if we're delivered with the answers. This arc on rolls of thunder. I've seen a strike of lightning that awoke me from my slumber. Through the humdrum jar, start from the ganja. Energy I just conjure. Trying to stay in a way of life and avoid hunger. In this game of charades we fall under. Big figures from prescription drugs. Gripped by blistered fingers of funds. Black market funds. Kids holding up the pack foundations of this western fuckery. I've lost too many friends to the tune in this concrete buzz. Some seek, some stuck in the mud. I keep my feet moving. Back row blue, be in touch with my heart. Cause I'm human. Fuck the computer lab rap movements. Look like the blueprint is transhuman. Got me sweating like it's damn human. Terraform moons with a lunar bruise brewing. Like who's saving who here? Seems like we're moving with too much fear. I can't see, I can't steer clear. It's like beard being grown from neglect of my ways. Main uncapped suckers lands untamed. Claw sharp scratching as I'm counting down the days. All marked with it trying to mask me as a fake. My medicine cabinet cover cast the carbonate lines. Blurred is relevant head in this life. Got me feeling like I'm at the Heen cartel pendulum. Don't take a break before resettling. The rage isn't settling. So relevant as you got pain, so you get me, king. When you only got some slim D and some extra slim. No next to kin, no necklace to strip. So they place you in a pedestal, launch projectiles to hit. I ain't trying to master the next 10,000 hours. iPhone to the iChain. Problem is, we on the brink of discovering what I is. But we live in fear, we invested in ISIS. Stay a bit, I insist. Firework display when the lion locks Zion in the iron grip. The horizon is rich. The benefits stopped my heart slip. They left but I ain't passed it, you pass snips. I see culture ends on freeze frame. Sleeping on a dreamscape, dreaming about a way I can escape from a weekday. Space with the meat stay chained to the weak pay. Jerks tell them out. Sipping something charming, burning herbal vapour. Prepare the sermon, but I ain't certain where these words will take you. Just call out part of my avid nature. I lost my track a while back, I hope I find it later. Just hold on.
let me chill a sec. I've been like 1-2 zoops, you know what Bill next. Oh Lord, somebody tell me why I'm still stressed and how I still live in squalor from one day to the next. But for regret, man, I step right, check mic. Respect I or forget life. Simple as my hop from the third to the fifth rock. Yes, I truly does this, yeah, I truly reach the new height. I go from dream to dream like genius. I change the game from technical method like Archimedes did. I'm on that. I'm on my half a glass of steezy shit. Move on up and move out the way so I can get breezy, kid. The style chilled out like the evening is. I keep the knife mentality, some wonder what the meaning is. Yo, relax, just take it easy, kid, and listen how I am. I'll demonstrate this MC shit.
Just the MC, that's ill made right there, man. Mother lovers, you are locked into the Sarah Love Show alongside my Stiggy. This is hip hop right here. This is exactly what you need. Whenever someone says hip hop is dead, you play them this video, bitches and bitch heads. Hey, Vice on the beat, shout to Vice Beats. Witness MC, you got something more?
Yeah.
Come we go, bro.
Units taking all we can, copy dig him till we seize the grave. My team be hungry, fucking munching off your beef and plate them seize the later whack. My daddy on the steez of rage, pissing off the liquor rack and harsher than the steamer grade. See these braids hanging bollocks like a nudie magging, talking rolling chip up. We cutting through these fags, moving fast up the ladder, rapper and producer gang. Truly Nang Bazooka crew, letting loose the tunes that bang. Who be that? They be calling me the witness, the sickest little prick to give a shit or if he fits in. Spit a little ditty if it's Scooby on the mixing. They're back to getting shaggy with some spirits and a vixen. Get popping neck, popping shit like a pest dispenser. Best remember if you're moist like a wet condenser. Trying to spite ya, leave your messes left up high and dry like the kind of herb you couldn't get in Denver. Sick as the chlamydia, the stinking off a sketty's breath. Spit with the intent to get you hooked like you're testing meth. This bread is set to be penning round your effing set. Leave the dwellers left like the set out of left for dead. You best to step back, witties on his posse steeds. Head about to blow, done with sucking up the novice needs. So longer please, think before you pop a weak verse. Little twerps couldn't work a word to economy. Respect the fact that this man's got it properly latched on the lock and key. Honest, watch me stomp a G with the sort of frap to leave you crashing like economies. As whack trap rappers couldn't catch me lapping jogger speed. I got his C's with a bottle on the top of jeans. Had it for a bit, now you sink like a locking seat. Like the lottery, I'm trying hard to win this with six bitten skillets. It's the pinnacle you've witnessed. The kids are lost cause. Mood like a chopping sword, swinging off and forth. Blame the crops that are rough and bought. He's soggy fraud, penny clenching dodgy swords. Begging from the game with the ways of a grotty broad. So what's the cause for them to tell me how to breathe? I bring the heat, clear the moist like a drought to lease. Blabber all you want, chat about amounts of peace. That's true to me, best believe I ain't out of
please. Yo, I zap gods with bolts of lightning like Zapdos. Apply pressure till your bonds break and snap off. I feed them to attack dogs. Yeah, I use my tongue to drain poison when I catch frogs. My DNA is uncertain like Indominus Rex. To create life, I don't need the opposite sex. I seek bottomless depths so I can raise an army to follow my steps. I swallow all threats and won't stop till Apollo is dead. Shit, I'll eat his brain and leave his head hollow instead. Display force like an avalanche. An earthquake couldn't knock me off balance when in my battle stance. I time travel like Korvac to 89 and spit 180 lines of raw rap. You got 200 bars, I'll double it. Like playing safe with fucking hookers just in case the rubber splits.
Dr. Voodoo, boy. Witness MC. Have we got, enough time?
You got 1 minute.
My inner mental was sending as many mentioned a method. I said we giving them what they need as essential as elemental metal. Sent to the temple to assemble the stencil. Pencil in the never ending. My spirit's image boundaries is blending. I got my hood up. I ain't bowing or bending. I take control. Sever the tethers to break the mold. Feel my pulse beating out of my skull. There's a pressure in my passion. Why you cannot divulge? You can't evolve. See the text stay connected in seclus. Seclus senses be reckless. Passing intended tension. My tenure holding my presence. A balance swinging like a pendant. Impressive. Where he dealt with the stresses. I'm riding vectors like they ride an investment account.
How the times do change. There's some smooth sways. Please help yourself to do. You have some loose change. I heard on the block that we in a new age. Yeah, my soul so old and my soul so strange. My mental making my muse mutate. I'm getting sentimental like I'm on what beauty makes. I'm here to stay like a beauty spot. So we sat here praying to our mutant god. But wait, if I is him and he is I. Women who's saying what and who's conspiring. Almost felt I've been spiraling. I'm wired in. But this conversation's endless and so tiring. Food bar, tell me what's good.
You lot murdered that, boy. You lot fucking murdered that. Shout out to Gambit MC. Shout out to Detect, Jux the MC. Ill made right there. Over here, you got Dr. Voodoo. And Witness MC, man, these lot smashed that.
Yes, thank shouts you so much for coming through.
Amazing. Shouts to Vice on the beats, by the way.
Yes, yeah, Vice. Man. Big up Vice. If you missed any of that hip up foodbarradio.com/hiphop. All of our shows are up there every week. Thank you so much, guys, for rolling through. We're going to share all of your links from the Twitter. So hit us with your Twitter links and then we can share all that. Shouts out to Big Daddy Kane, Black Milk, who you had on the show earlier today, as well as Lefty. Make sure you catch all of our podcasts as well on iTunes too. Next week, we have Elliot Fresh and King Underground in the studio, plus another epic open mic. So make sure you lock in. It's all about Mondays, 4 till 6 p.m. Right, Sarah here. Love, Mice Diggy.
Damn
with hip hop.
Right.
Peace. What?
Damn. For the next 8 seconds before we go off air. Peace.